at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
Well, you know you're deep into the postseason when it's dark before 6 o'clock. We are under the lights here just outside of Jefferson County North High School as we bring you a Class 1A sectional playoff game between the Jefferson County North Chargers hosting the Old B Eagles and the winner moving to the semifinals next week. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer, Trenton Craxner alongside. I'm Brandon Tamman. It's a battle of greens here tonight, a cool, cool mid-November evening as we bring you this high school playoff football game on KNZA 103.9 FM. We'll start with the home team, number 5 ranked, Jefferson County North. The Chargers are 9-1. This is their most wins in a season since 2017. And last week, they knocked off Centralia in the regional round 16-0. Chargers' first win over the Panthers since 1998. Now on the other side of the ball, powerhouse Olpe. They come in with 8 wins and 2 losses. But those 2 losses in the first 3 weeks of the season against 2 powerhouse teams in 2A and 3A that are both still alive in Hayden and Osage City, respectively. Eagles, they are certainly not a stranger to this point in the playoffs. 7th straight year that the Eagles have made this round of the postseason. Coming up after a timeout, you'll hear my conversation with Chargers head football coach Jeff Schneider. The winner moving on to the sub-state round next week. A Class 1A showdown, the 8-2 Eagles, the 9-1 Chargers, and our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at kellermaninsurance.com.
Our pregame coverage continues here tonight on KNZA, and our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, Jefferson County North, and Olpe. A Class 1A showdown trip to Substate is on the line. We're joined by the Chargers head coach, that is Jeff Schneider. Coach, we'll talk about the win last week against Centralia in a moment, but you get to this point in the season, the quarterfinal round, not many teams are left. You guys are one. You've had a great year to this point, but what's the buzz and the energy like around this team, the staff, the community, as you get set for this one here tonight?
Well, you know, I think if you're still playing football at this point, there's a certain buzz in there. There's no doubt. You know, you can feel that in our community. You can feel that in our players, our practices, up and down the hallways. So, you know, exciting times, that's for sure. To host a home game is awesome as well. So, you know, we're really happy to be where we're at.
Take us back to last week, the big win against Centralia, 16-0, snapped a 6-game losing streak to the Panthers, so they kind of had your number for a little bit, but you guys really control the line of scrimmage and control it on the defensive side, pitching a shutout against a very good Centralia offense. Just kind of take us back to last week and what stood out to you.
Well, exactly what you said. I thought our defense played outstanding. Up front, you know, I thought we did a good job on the line of scrimmage. You know, it's been a strength for us all year long. I thought our prep leading up to the game was really good, and I thought our guys were just flying around to the football, just making plays when we need to make plays, both in the run game and in the pass game. So, you know, they've been doing a lot of that throughout the course of the year. We just continue to get a little bit more confident each week.
I know the defense, we have talked about it throughout the course of the season, how good it's been, and a lot of your games and the offense has been churning along, a great running game, a good offensive line. You had so much experience returning, so no shock that you guys able to make a run here and now have an opportunity, of course, to get to the sub-state round. But I feel like we talk about the guys, your Grady Knowles, your Ethan Knowles, the guys who are putting up numbers. We've certainly done that throughout the course of the season, but who's been a surprising factor? Is it a specific position group, or is there one or two certain players that maybe we haven't talked about throughout the course of the year that deserves a little bit more love for the success?
Well, yeah, the thing I think about our senior group here is, you know, we've got 11 of them, obviously, a big group. And I think they balance out each other very, very well. You know, we've got a lot of linemen in that group, and we're very, very good across the skills. You know, I think we've developed over the course of the year. We're able to share the ball in the running game, and I think our passing game's improved. So I'd point just to that group as a collective, because they're really good together. They really compete hard for each other and really compete well whenever they're on the field together.
What's the preparation been like this week? And we'll talk a little bit more about Olpe as we get to the next segment, but preparation this week, is it business as usual? Do you keep it kind of even keel? What's been the prep like this deep in the season?
Well, yeah, I know the stakes get a little higher as you get deeper in the playoffs, but we're trying to keep things just as normal as possible. I think that you know, limits a lot of your anxiousness, your anxiety, that sort of thing. Our prep's been good, very good. You know, we're going to see an Olpe team that runs a lot of different formations, so you're going to have to think and adjust. And, you know, being a veteran team, we've been able to do that quite well throughout the course of the year. So it's going to be a good week of prep for us, a good week of practice, and, you know, hopefully we can carry that over into the game.
Jefferson County North 9-1. They welcome in Olpe, a powerhouse team that's been very successful over the last handful of years. We'll talk about the matchup when we come back right here on KNZA.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Our pregame coverage continues for Jefferson County North and Olpe tonight. Class 1A sectional playoff game. Our pregame continuing, and it's brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University and Salina. Still joined by JCN head coach, that is Jeff Schneider. Coach, let's talk about this 8-2 Olpe Eagles team, a powerhouse in Class 1A. They won back-to-back state championships just a few years ago, back in 2020 and 2021. They got to another state title game back in 2018. This is a team that's always seemed to get to this point. Seventh straight year they've made the sectional round, so certainly a powerhouse. What stands out about Olpe when you first started the prep for them?
Well, you said it right there. I mean, they're a traditional powerhouse, terrific program. You've got to get that far, you've got to have athletes, and they do. They got some size up front. I know Coach Schmidt personally; they're very well coached, and you know he's gonna make you he's gonna stress your defense, again, making you think on your feet, stress you with personnel, stress you with formations. And then on the offensive side, he's going to try to find wherever the chinks are in your armor. So, you know, it's going to be a good week. We're familiar with them. We played them over here. You said a 21. This senior group played them in 21 in the sectionals. So we're familiar with them, familiar with their system, those sort of things. So hopefully that gives us a hand as we head into this week.
Yeah, it was 2021 when you last saw this Olpe Eagles squad in the playoffs. I mean, do you actually go back and watch that specific film? I mean, do you take a lot away from that?
Haven't really been back that far. You know, everybody has their base that they do in their system. So we've been studying a lot of that. You're trying to figure out what your matchups are, what your personnel is, and, you know, you're going to have to adjust in the game. We're not as familiar with personnel, only seeing them once over the last couple of years, like you would be with a local opponent. But, you know, told our guys we're going to have to do some adjustments in the game. We know that. We've had to do that throughout the course of the year. But more than anything, I think you've got to figure out how to line up. Like I said, a lot of formations, a lot of different looks. Got to get that part of it down first. And then you just got to go make plays.
When you look at their stats, they don't particularly pop out at times throughout the course of the year. They've battled some injuries, so they've played three different quarterbacks on and off throughout the course of the year. But battling those injuries, nothing really eye-popping in terms of the stats. So what is it that you see from a coaching perspective that the normal eye or the normal fan isn't going to see when they watch this Olpe team play?
Well, you know, I think the same thing can be said with us at Parson. We spread the ball around, which makes it kind of even. So, you know, keeps your snap count, your carry count, your reception count, that sort of thing, a little bit lower. I think, again, in knowing Coach Schmidt and their program, the one thing that he's trying to do when it comes to stats is put wins in the win column. And that's the thing we're trying to do as well, too. So the thing that you got to look at is, and this is good coaching here, you've got to get your best athletes the ball, and then you try to get them in space. They've got some good athletes. You can see the development of their program over the years, like you said, but just year to year, whatever the injuries are, they're able to plug in another guy, and then yeah, those kids are going to play hard. They're going to be fundamental, and they're going to get after it. So we got to be able to match that intensity and match that energy.
Coach, I'll get you out of here with this, and we really appreciate your time getting set for tonight's game. You guys win and move on if your guy's season ends tonight, if blank.
Well, you know, I've been asked that an awful lot. You know, we go up to Centralia and we get a big win there, and it's a story program. And then everybody wants to know about what the next 2 to 3 weeks are like. That has never been my focus. We're trying to go 1 week at a time. You don't want to look too far ahead. We're focusing exclusively on Opie and keeping, like I said, at Monday at our meeting, we're keeping the thang. And the thang is this Friday at 7 o'clock. I have not looked further ahead than that. They are a very good program. Been here before, you know, tradition rich. We will have our hands full, and we need to focus on that and that alone. And then whatever happens on Saturday morning, we'll focus on that.
There it is. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. A game and a victory away from a trip to the sub-state round next week. But for JCN, it starts tonight at home against Powerhouse Opie. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you.
We'll have more pregame after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let's rock and roll. It's a Class 1A sectional round matchup here. Jefferson County North and Opie a minute away from the opening kick. Brandon Tamman with you alongside Trenton Craxner. Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. Chargers won the toss, deferred to the second half, so Opie getting set to get the first possession of tonight's game. Trenton again, winner moves on to the semifinals. Opie, you look at them. They've been here, done that. They won back-to-back titles in 20 and 21. Seventh straight year they've made it this far. On the other side, JCN, kind of uncharted waters. They're looking to make their first semifinal, win potentially their first state championship. But, boy, JCN, they have been just a force all year, and they'll continue to try to upset a giant here tonight.
Yeah, and I was standing around talking to some of the JCN crowd here pregame, and I asked them, you know, when was the last time that JCN got to play a home game of this magnitude? And they said never. So, in a sense, this is new to them. But the team, it doesn't matter. They struggled against Centralia. They hadn't beat them since 1998. Well, they went and go beat them on their home field. So with this amount of talent, 20 out of the 22 stars are seniors. It doesn't matter to these guys. They're just going to go out there and do their thing. But Opie's a big dog. They're like the Chiefs of the league. You know, they've been here seven times in a row. They are experienced. So experience versus a really talented team, we'll have to see as JCN's teeing it up.
The Eagles of Opie 8-2, the Chargers of Jefferson County North 9-1. A semifinal berth is on the line. Here we go from left to right. The Chargers a boot to the football, and we're underway, but then a quick stoppage of play right at the kickoff. And it looks like we got our first penalty marker.
Someone's offside.
And not even a second off the clock.
Yeah, it'd be someone on Jason's offside would have to be my guess. Or maybe the officials weren't ready. They're not moving back, so maybe all the officials hadn't gotten a place yet.
Well, we got two good offenses and two pretty stifling defenses here tonight on JCN side as they'll take the defensive side first, allowing under 11 points per game. And this is an OP team that has battled a ton of injuries. They have played three different quarterbacks throughout the course of the year. It will be the senior, though, Ethan Redeker, who played last week. And now here's the kick. And speaking of, this is a Redeker. That's going to take the return to the 25. And down at about the 26-yard line. And correction, that was Eli Markowitz, the sophomore, on the return. And so, from their own 26-yard line, Olpe officially now at the 25, so they move it back a yard.
Yeah, it was about a 20-yard return, but I believe that was Will Elias just booted it all the way down to the 5, and a good return, but when you kick it that far, it's good. So, can the defense for JCN get a stop to start this game?
This is Ethan Redeker, the senior quarterback under center. He hands it off to the freshman, Abbott Bailey, over the right guard, across the 30 to the 31, and a gain of 6 yards, and a good run by a big-bodied freshman, Abbott Bailey. Entered the game just shy of 460 yards. Again, injuries in the backfield has plagued this team throughout the course of the year, and Abbott Bailey, again, a freshman. He's going to get a lot of carries tonight.
Yeah, and we saw him play Centralia in this round last year, but Centralia, they love to run the football. So, and with JCN's high prolific offense, you know, possessions could be very well limited tonight. So scoring is at a premium.
Second down and 4 yards to go at the 31-yard line. And here is Redeker on a design quarterback keeper. Cross the 35. He'll get out to near the 37, maybe even the 38. And that's enough for an Olpe Eagles first down.
Simple follow by the quarterback. Fake the dive to Abbott Bailey. And then he blocks for you. So you get an extra blocker for your quarterback. He simply follows and back-to-back really good run plays for Olpe to start the game.
The offensive line, Jaden Kernzen, a sophomore, the left tackle. Rowdy O'Rear, the left guard. Thane Schmidt is the center. Braden Fowler is the right guard. And Cale Weekly is the right tackle. First and 10 for the Eagles. Just getting going, no score. Not quite 2 minutes into this sectional matchup. Another run play, and the ball is out, and it's picked up at the 39-yard line. And a hit stick near hash. Knocks the ball free, and JCN with a turnover on the opening possession of the game.
Yeah, I didn't see who had the stick, but Zachary Toole was Johnny on the spot. He fell right on it, and, you know, that's textbook form right there, head on the football, and a beautiful start for JCN because you're in Olpe territory already.
JCN forcing a fumble and getting it at the Olpe 39-yard line. Now they move for their first offensive possession from left to right, no score. Minute 40 into the game, and here's Grady Knoll, sensational senior quarterback in the pistol set with three wide left side. He'll take a knee-high snap. They run option left, hesitates, keeps it himself, and shimmies his way for a few yards. Two, maybe three, not much. Well defended there by Olpe. 2 yards there officially for the senior quarterback, Grady Knoll, who's near 1,000 yards in both rushing and passing this season. He has combined for 22 total touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. Ethan Knoll as well, the senior running back. He is the leading rusher, 783 yards, 16 tuts coming in. And Connor Kearns, another name we're going to call a lot tonight, near 660 yards rushing and 11 scores. So Grady Knoll, second down at 8 yards to go inside the 40, takes another knee-high snap, looks right, now keeps it to the left side, 35 to the 30, near a first down. He'll be about a yard or two shy. But two plays in, two runs by the quarterback Grady Knoll to bring up third down and short. Just getting going. Olpe ran two plays and turned it over via a fumble. Now JCN, good territory, now facing third down and 2, needing to get it to about the Olpe 29.
And I just said that. Scoring's going to be at a premium. So if you're JCN, you really want to score because you forced the turnover in plus territory. So you really want to punch it in here and capitalize off this turnover.
Chargers moving left to right. Ball far side hash. Bunch set heavy left. And they'll give it to Kearns here, left side, who shimmies his way and has a first down inside the 25 to about the 24. So just a patient run for the senior Connor Kearns. And another thing, Trenton, about this Chargers team, when you include both sides of the ball, 20 of 22 starters are seniors.
Yeah, so it's a real veteran group out here. And, you know, these guys have been playing with each other for 7+ years or however far back until they started. But, you know, they have a lot of experience playing together. And I believe that was Ethan Redeker that saved a touchdown with an ankle tackle because Kearns almost broke free. And it's a really fast JCN team. They're almost like a track team getting up and down the field.
The offensive line is very solid and speedy as well. First and 10 inside the Olpe 25. Far side hash once again. And another design quarterback run here. Grady Knoll, he gets wrapped up immediately, and his weight able to kind of lean him forward and fall forward for actually maybe two or three. As Abbott Bailey, again, the freshman, in on the stop. About two, maybe three. We'll call it a short three. Second down and seven to go. Outside the Eagles' 20-yard line, nearing the red zone. Just past 4 minutes in, no score.
Yeah, we talked about how run-heavy each team is, but both defenses have stacked the box so far, so both teams might have to open to pass the ball a little bit more, but I think JCN's a little bit better at that than Olpe. Looks like they're spreading them out a little bit here. Just as I said, they might need to.
They go two right, one left. Pistol set with the tight end tucked up right. Another low snap. They'll pitch it here to Ethan Knoll right side. He'll split a couple defenders inside the 20 and get to about the 17 for a gain of five. Ethan Knoll, the second leading rusher on this team, and the Chargers 3 yards shy of a first down. They need the 15, about the 14 roughly. A third down and a short three. 7:10 clock moving first quarter. No score. JCN's offense averaging 47.4 points per game. And they've scored at least 48 in six of the 10 games. And in four of those games, they've scored 62, 66, 71, and 68. Another big third down conversion here. That's Calvin Manville in motion from right to left. They fake to Ethan. This is Grady, and he's going to be short, it appears.
Yeah, I think he got about half of what he needed, so.
Might be a yard and a half shy, so they sent Manville, the senior tight end, in motion from the near side to the far side and kind of followed in that direction.
I didn't see him moving forward at all, so maybe a half yard, if that. So it's about 2 yards here. I think that was a rear, the nose guard that penetrated up and stopped him. I mean, it's a simple QB follow play. It's a QB or QB power like K-State runs with Avery Johnson and his packs. We get that extra blocker, but when the defensive tackle penetrates, it messes up the play.
Well, it's the biggest play here so far, halfway into the first quarter. Fourth down and two in the red zone here. They go to the running back, and that is going to be Connor Kearns. And forward progress inside the 15 to the 14, and it looks like it's going to be close, but he appears to have the first down by a yard, and he does. From the near side, it looked like he might have been stopped short, but that extra effort and Connor Kearns, a couple of big carries here on this opening drive, but that moves the sticks. We're right at 6 minutes, clock moving first quarter, no score. Chargers again trying to capitalize here on that Olpe turnover. They have it first and 10 just inside the 15 at the 14.
Yeah, I think he just needed two, but he got two and a half. I mean, got just enough and maybe a little bit more, but considering they've only got 26 yards, they've already killed about 5 minutes of the clock. Talked about Olpe, but JCN running some clock here themselves.
Here's Grady Knoll, knee pistol set. Ball near side hash. They run option left to the far side. He'll fake to Kearns. He tucks it up, keeps it himself, and pinballs his way off. Couple of tacklers inside the 10 to the 9 for a gain of about 5. So just kind of slowly dinking and dunking their way down the field. Nothing too highlight here, nothing too heavy, but getting 4, 5, 6 yards a pop and slowly now moving inside the 10, they need about the 4 for a first down and goal scenario.
Yeah, and like you said, I don't think they've had a rush longer than 6, maybe 7 yards. But, you know, you get ahead of the 6, and you don't have to force it into a passing situation. And being in the manageable situation has really helped them so far.
Here's Grady Knoll again, second down and 5 at the 9-yard line. They go to the running back. This is Connor Kearns over the right guard. He's untouched, and it's a touchdown for the Chargers. So they capitalize on the short field, a 39-yard drive, and it's Connor Kearns from officially 8 yards out to get Jefferson County North on the board 6-0 at 4:51 to go opening quarter for Kearns, his 12th touchdown of the season. Chargers had jet motion to the left, moving that Olpe defense, and they brought it back with Kearns near side right, right through a gaping hole through the offensive line and finding his way into the end zone. Chargers will go for two. They fake it. Grady runs it in, pulls his way forward for two. And a perfectly executed short field drive by the Chargers. And they're on the board here against Olpe. 4:51 left opening period. A Connor Kearns touchdown has given JCN an 8-0 lead. We'll step aside. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, after an OP fumble to start the ball game about three plays in, Jefferson County North, a five-plus minute drive on a short field, 39 yards, capped off by an eight-yard touchdown run by Connor Kearns, 2 points by Grady Knoll added on, and an 8-0 Jefferson County North lead at 4:51 to go opening quarter. That drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Trenton Craxner alongside, Brandon Tabman with you. Couldn't ask for a better start if you're JCN.
Yeah, and why that reverse play to Kearns was so successful, so they kept running left, 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 and it's what they looked like they were going to do, but he handed it off to Kearns, who was going right on the reverse, and it's another really good kickoff. That's going to be a touchback, actually. But they ran that reverse, and the right side was wide open because the guys are pursuing, and it sets up your block. So a really good play call by Coach Snyder when they really needed and they were able to punch it in. Now can Olpe go down and match that?
The JCN defense that's been just as good as their offense, giving up less than 11 points per game. Their defense has posted 4 shutouts in 10 games, and then also 3 other opponents they held to 7 points or less. So just dominance really all season on both sides of the ball. Second drive here for Olpe, now down 8-0 at 4:51 to go in this first quarter. Senior quarterback Ethan Redeker, just a simple draw play, and he'll actually fake it to the running back, keep it himself, maybe a yard or two, that's it. They'll give him two to the 22, and it's second down and 8 as Olpe moves right to left, ball between the hash marks.
Yeah, and JCN's matching, they're running a 5-man down line, so like they're matching, it's man on man, it's hat on hat. So if you can get a one-on-one block for a guy to win, then you're going to stop up those run gaps, and you're going to have to force him to pass the ball a little bit.
Redeker is under center on second down at 8. They fake it to Bailey. Now he's being chased by Tweed. He has to now throw it downfield, and it's incomplete. They were looking for the sophomore tight end, Cade Whitmore, and that was R.B. Tweed, the senior defensive lineman, who just bullied his way into the backfield, made Redeker roll out pretty quickly, made him throw it away. It's now 3rd and 8. And 10 of 11 starters here on the defensive side for JCN seniors. The only non-senior starter is sophomore Will Elias, who's in the secondary. But a third down play here for Olpe, trailing here at Jefferson County North, 8-0 at 4:14 to go in this opening period. Well, let's see if they try to go with Redeker here through the air. He was at quarterback in the game last week. And there went over Central Heights. Now he's in the pocket. Now he stutters. And he drops it. It's picked up at the 15, the 10, 5, stupid score. Ethan Knoll, touchdown Chargers. Second possession, second fumble. And it's a 16-yard fumble return TD by the senior linebacker, Ethan Knoll. And a blink of an eye, it's 14-0.
And the play was made by Grant Furman, the defensive end, because as Redeker was taking off to run and as he was tucking it, Grant Furman puts his big old hand right where the ball is and swats it down, and then Ethan Knoll is the beneficiary. He scoops and scores, and a dominating start here in the first 8 minutes of the game for JCN.
46 seconds off that Olpe drive that ultimately ends in an Ethan Knoll 16-yard fumble return touchdown, and it's 14-0. Chargers set to go for two. And a waist-high snap, they go to Kerr. He makes a man miss. He's pushing his way towards the goal line. Don't think he got in. He did not. So a good job there by the front for Olpe, keeping that two off the board. But nonetheless, after a touchdown by Connor Kearns after the first Olpe fumble, they fumble again, and this time it's Ethan Knoll. We're not even going to worry about offense. We're going to scoop it, score it, and add to the lead. 4:05 to go first quarter, JCN 14, and Olpe nothing. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools' sports and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the good start got a little bit better for Jefferson County North after a Connor Kearns 8-yard touchdown run after an OP fumble. The second Eagles possession, another fumble. This time it was a scoop and score. The senior linebacker, Ethan Knowles, 16 yards out on the pickup and running it in. Chargers failed the two-point conversion try, but nonetheless, 14-0 at 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Opie, real quick, backs against the wall.
Yeah, I mean, you got to sustain a drive of some sort here because you ran three plays each drive and you fumbled each time to the opposing team in JCN. So you got to get something going here. How about this? He caught a seam for a second, but closed up real quick.
That's Eli Markowitz out to about the 31-yard line, and he's drilled by Cameron Seaver.
The kicker.
How about that?
Yeah.
So they officially mark him down at the 30, and that is where Olpie will take over. Already down to JCN, 14-0. Connor Kearns, an 8-yard run and a fumble, scoop, and score just a moment ago from 16 yards away by Ethan Knoll. Boy, just look at the size of the defensive line for JCN. Olpe's had a lot of injuries, and a helmet just went popping off, and I think that was another fumble, but jumping right on it was Redeker to save what would have been a third fumble in the matter of, what, 7 or 8 plays?
Yeah, so they ran, they had two, their first two plays were great. They had like runs of 7 and 6. They picked up a first down, then they fumbled. And then they ran two plays and had 3rd and 8. They were trying to pass and a strip sack. And, you know, I mean, JCN's very active and they're putting their hands and their helmets right where the ball is. And, you know, on a cold night like tonight, it's really hard to hold on to, especially with all that contact and pressure.
So it's 2nd down and 11 at the 29-yard line, 3:21, clock moving first quarter. Chargers 14, Eagles nothing. Redeker takes the snap, immediately rolling to his right, throws it that way. Diving catch is made inside or short of the 35 to about the 34. So that is Brecken McGuire, a freshman who makes the catch, but it's a gain of 5 yards. So now 3rd down and 6 coming up, but at least for Olpe fans, good to see Redeker at least rolling to his right, throwing a dart, and at least finding a receiver to get some of that yardage back.
Yeah, and it's probably not what Olpe wants to do, but they might have to get back in this game by passing the football because they have no running lanes since those first two runs because of the JCN defense, and they're a team that has to be ahead of the chains in situations like this. 3rd and medium ain't their style.
So here's the righty quarterback, Redeker, rolling to his left, stops, nearly fell down. He's got to lose some coverage. He's still running to the far side of the field. He's being chased. He has to launch it downfield, and it's picked off. Just not a good decision by Redeker, and he throws it into coverage, and it's picked off by Jefferson County North. And it's Grady Knoll who has the INT. And once again, the Chargers in business, up 2 scores late first period.
Yeah, and they're going to start right where they started when they forced their first turnover, right, the 39. So they've had 2 possessions, and both are starting from the 39. They had the defensive scoop and score. So Olpe's doing their defense no favors. They have 3 possessions, 3 turnovers, and then you have to go right on defense. You have to try and protect a short field.
Well, when it rains, it pours, and right now at Olpe, it is a severe thunderstorm warning. Thank you for that. At the 39-yard line, JCN in business again, trying to add to a 2-score lead. Here's Knoll, back to pass. He's going to take a shot deep side of the field. It is a diving catch, and then it's knocked away at the last second. It was inside the 5, and credit the DB. That is senior Brody Cole, who might have jarred that thing loose inside the 5, but nonetheless, JCN taking a shot, and they nearly came away with one.
Yeah, and it was Seaver, and he had it, and then he was going. I don't think he had a full grab of it, but he had his hands on it, and then he went to the ground and it dislodged. But, I mean, he had a step, and like I said, this JCN team is a track team, man. They get up and down. They have speed and athleticism everywhere. And, you know, they can run the ball efficiently. They got a quarterback that can sling it every once in a while when they need to. But, you know, Olpe's got to buckle down right here if they want to stay in this game.
14-0 Chargers, 2nd and 10 at the 39. three turnovers on three drives for Olpe. Now they go back to the run game. Here's Ethan Knoll, swallowed up quickly left side of the line. And might have got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Now here's a chance for the Eagles now as they have forced the Chargers into a 3rd and 10. They will run on the tight end, Calvin Manville, and bring off another junior tight end in Andrew Baker.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're Olpe, man, you might have to force a turnover of your own. Your offense has been very stagnant. They've been in some bad situations that have forced those turnovers, and you know, you might need to get that momentum back by forcing a turnover on downs or just a general turnover here, but it's a big third and long play for him.
Well, they spread it out for Grady Knoll, who's in the shotgun by himself. Trips near side right. Three-step drop. Looking left. Now stutters. Stutters again, stopping. Now takes a shot towards the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete. And a risky pass there, looking for the senior Connor Kearns. It was well covered by the back end of that Olpe defense, and now the Chargers facing 4th down and 10 at the 39.
Yeah, it was a 50-50 ball, but with two Olpe guys there, it's a 75-25 ball realistically. And, you know, I mean, lucky that nothing, no harm was done there. But do you go for it here or do you try and pin them deep? I mean, your defense has forced three turnovers. And that is an interesting decision, if you ask me, because you can give the ball back to them about midfield. Are you trusting how good your defense is?
Yeah, it looks like they are trusting the defense because on 4th and 10, they will line up to go for it. They go two wide receivers left side. Manville's tucked up, and instead they're going to pooch kick it. So they go against going for it, and this one's going to be batted inside the 5. Good job by Grady Knoll.
And
even better job in coverage there to get down there.
Receiver again.
Cameron Seaver made a nice couple of special teams plays, but now Olpe is pinned way back deep, and they got a long way to go. They got the stop, but now they face 1st and 10 at about their own 5.
But does that change the vibe and the momentum on the Olpe sideline, though? Because, I mean, like, you could have given up a score there, and, I mean, you're really on your heels, but you get a stop. Now can you go the length of the field here and maybe change the tides a little bit after getting a big defensive stop?
1st and 10 at the 5. They go to the big body freshman, Abbott Bailey, who bounces off a couple of defensive linemen and shimmies his way across the line of scrimmage to about the maybe 8-yard line. They'll give him 2, maybe 3. We'll call it a short 3. 2nd down and 7. In shy of the 10-yard line, Olpe has a long way to go. This is what now their 4th possession here in the opening quarter. They have lost 2 fumbles and have thrown an interception, and JCN has capitalized on 2 of those 3 drives. 14-0 Chargers here, clock moving under a minute to go. They will put Redeker in the gun. Bailey in motion from left to right across his face. Kind of a high snap brought down. Linneman was the ball carrier, and he got knocked down in the backfield for a loss of about 2, and it's going to bring up 3rd and about 9.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to take it to the quarter here, but that play was too slow developing because it looked like a little bit of miscommunication between Redeker and Linneman, and, you know, you lose 2, and now you're probably in another passing situation where you just threw an interception and you've had some pressure in the backfield along with that, but they might walk it down to the other side. I think they're content with going to the quarter here.
Yeah, final 5 seconds look to be running off, and it was all Jefferson County North here in this opening 12 minutes in what is the 5th all-time meeting between JCN and Olpe, and the Eagles winning the previous 4 and the most recent in this round back in 2021. But right now, the Chargers have the advantage. 14-0 after the first period. Olpe facing 3rd and long, deep in their own territory when we start the 2nd quarter after a timeout. You're listening to High School Football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring daily specials, including a shrimp platter on Friday and brisket wrap on Saturday. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials. Open until midnight on Friday and Saturday. And remember, at the Elevator, there's always time for just one more.
Hey, gals. Stop by Gals of Grace Boutique and Coffee Shop in Nortonville and celebrate our first Ladies Night Out November 16th from 5 to 7:30. Bring your favorite beverage and your credit card. We'll provide the snacks and sales. It's time to freshen up your holiday wardrobe. We have lots to choose from and we'd be glad to help you put something together. And guys, we know you're listening. It's not too early to start your holiday shopping. Gift certificates always fit. We would like to wish the JCN Chargers good luck tonight. We're so proud of your success. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Kansaland Radio.
Great start for Jefferson County North in this sectional 1A playoff football game. Cool night. Not too bad, though, for mid-November. Chargers 14, Eagles nothing. And Opie backed up deep inside their own 10, now facing third down and 9 from the 6. They now move left to right here in the second quarter, but again, backed up deep in their own territory in a third and long scenario where JCN has feasted in that kind of scenario here early on in this game. Redeker this time in the shotgun sets. He'll take a chest-high snap, standing at about the goal line, and now throws a high pass that's incomplete to the far sideline. And it was well covered. And now fourth down and 9 from the 6-yard line.
Yeah, and that's just not Opie's game. I mean, they're not a passing team whatsoever. And, you know, Jason's done a good job keeping behind the sticks all night long. And, I mean, at least Opie can punt the ball away here and maybe try and turn the field position a little bit, not having a turnover. And double return man, it looks like Elias and Kearns for JCN. And Fowler, Brandon Fowler.
Yep, Fowler the senior back and will punt it away. Pretty high kick, but it's pretty short. And Kearns drops it, but it gets right up to him at the 40. Makes a couple guys miss. Now working back to the far side of the field. Gets to the 35. He's at the 30 and makes another man miss. And inside the 25. And a scrum late might have popped out, but I think he was down by contact. Kearns has had a great start in this ball game, and he ran both sides of the field about 50 yards, maybe to get about 20 on that return. And nonetheless, great field position again. JCN in business at the OP 22-yard line.
Yeah, and as you said, he initially muffed that, but it took such a good bounce that it was like a basketball. It just bounced right back up into his arms, and then he was able to fend off some tacklers and let the blocks develop and ran about 20 yards back, and he almost started in the red zone. So this is their best starting field position, which is weird to say since they've started the OP 39 twice.
14-0 Chargers, 11:43 to go until halftime. Grady Knoll taking the snap, and it was kind of botched in the air. Now he just has to take off, and he'll be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. Colton Redeker, a sophomore DB, in on the stop, but that snap came in a little hot and heavy and about helmet high, and then it was bobbled a couple of times by Grady, and then just decided to take off once it settled in. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, second down and 10.
Yeah, that's back-to-back plays where you kind of mishandle the football, but, you know, you're able to get it back, and, you know, everything's going JCN's way. You said when it rains, it pours, right? And, I mean, it's kind of lightened up a little bit, but all the momentum and luck seems to be on JCN's side with these bounces and different stuff, and, you know, they've been pushing through very strongly so far in these first 13 minutes.
Well, facing second down and 10 at the OP 22, a minute gone by, second period. Chargers 14, Eagles nothing. Date to the semifinals on the line in Class 1A. And we'll get our first timeout of the game. Timeout by JCN, and it's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Chargers T.O. at 10:52 to go until halftime. They lead at 14-0 over Opie. We'll step aside back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, our broadcast tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Colin in studio, Trenton to my left. I'm Brandon Tabman. 14-0 Chargers, early second quarter, out of the timeout, facing second and 10 at the OP 22. A screen pass here to the near side. This one is caught inside the 15. And down to about the 13-yard line. That pass is complete to Will Elias, the sophomore. And let's see where they mark him out. He needed, again, 10 for the first down. He'll be close to it, but maybe a yard or two shy.
Yeah, it looks like they're putting him about the 14 or
and
so.
Maybe less than a yard from the first
and a half,
down.
Maybe,
yeah, they're looking at it. Now they're going to measure. So they ran a screen pass here to the near side to Elias. We've got outside the numbers and inside the 15 to about the 13, maybe the 12, but nonetheless, very close to a first down. So they bring the chain gang across the far sideline over to the near side to measure this one out. It'll either be first and 10 or third and short. And it's good for a first down. So Elias just getting it up. The nose of the football past the stick. And it'll be first down and 10 yards to go at the OP 12-yard line. 14-0, Jefferson County North. Three drives, three turnovers by OP. And then their fourth drive, they had to punt it from deep in their own territory.
Well, they just had their fourth drive and they punted, so yeah.
Right.
But their first three drives, you know, JCN was all
JCN's
over them.
JCN's worst field position has been inside the OP 40.
Yeah.
So they have had the very nice benefits of having great field position. Here's Ethan Knoll, little bully ball inside the 10-yard line to about the 6, just hesitant, and then just slowly churning the legs, following his blockers for a gain of about 7 yards. So second and 3 from the 6. This is Grady Knoll in the shotgun set. Two receivers to the right side. They'll go to Ethan again. Little stutter dance, but a flag is thrown. He high steps his way into the end zone, but it might be all for naught.
I think they might get Andrew Baker because the guy that he was took to the ground for Olpe got up and threw his arms up like, did you see that? And it was right in front of the official on the near side. So
it is a holding.
Yeah.
So wipe a touchdown off the board. That would have been Ethan Knowles, team leading 17th of the season. But instead, it's a holding penalty. We haven't seen many of the flags out.
I believe that's the first one.
We thought we had a penalty on the opening kickoff, but it turned out the officials just simply weren't ready. And that was the first penalty of the game, and a crucial one there. Now it sets JCM back to about the 16-yard line. So second down and 14, they need the 2-yard line for a first down. Not quite 2 minutes into the second quarter. JCN leading 14-0 here against Olpe. Two receivers split to the far side right. Manville in motion, settles in the slot. Grady back to pass down the middle of the field, and a diving catch is made inside the 5 by the man in motion. That was Calvin Manville. And he's going to be very close to the first down.
Yeah, and it wasn't the best of throws. It was a little bit behind him as he was running across the field, but it was a really nice catch by Manville to adjust and just hang on and set you up at 3rd and 1.
So
no measurement. Okay.
On 2nd and 14 at the 16, they get 13 there. It's 3rd and 1 at the 3.
And you basically get two cracks at because no, unless you go way backwards here and maybe run into another penalty, you know, they're going to use the legs of Grady or Ethan Knoll and use their strong legs get behind the big physical offensive line and put it in.
Well, I think JCN has no reason to not continue to believe in their defense the way they have played against a struggling Olpe offense here in the first half, but a chance to add to the lead. Once again, Manville in motion. Now we get a whistle, and I believe Olpe's going to burn a timeout. No, JCN will burn their second timeout. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. So a 3rd down and 1 play inside the 5-yard line. Chargers been pretty dominant to this point, 14-0. Again, Olpe's first 3 possessions of the game resulted in 3 turnovers. The first one, Connor Kearns, an 8-yard run, capping a short 39-yard drive. And then the second fumble by Olpe didn't even need an offensive possession for JCN. A scoop and score by Ethan Knoll from 16 yards out, 14-0 at that point. And then Grady Knoll on Olpe's ensuing drive, able to pick off a pass and interception. But JCN was unable to do anything on that drive. They actually went 3 and out, punted it, and then set up Olpe inside their own 5. Olpe would go 3 and out, give JCN the short field. That's where we're at now. 9 minutes to go in the first half. Again, JCN facing 3rd down and 1 from the Olpe 3-yard line and a 14-0 lead. Haven't seen a lot of scores from the area tonight. Of course, semifinal bursts are on the line across the state. We had seen that Valley Heights was struggling on the west side of the bracket, as they were losing pretty big to a pretty good Medicine Lodge team at the half. Of course, St. Mary's Colgan and St. Mary's, the other matchup on the east side of the 1A bracket here with JCN and Olpe. Out of the timeout, it is Grady. He's going to keep it himself. He's diving towards the end zone. He is in. Touchdown on the quarterback keeper. Grady Knoll with the interception. on Opie's last drive, setting things up here early on in the second quarter. And for Grady Knoll, that's his 12th rushing touchdown of the season. And 8:56 to go in this first half. It is now 20-0, Jefferson County North.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the interception by Grady Knoll, which gave Opie a tough field, forcing them to punt three plays later from their end zone, setting up the Chargers at the Opie 22, and a 2-minute, 47-second drive, covering 22 yards, capped off by a Grady Knoll three-yard run. Two-point conversion was good, and the Chargers now lead Opie 22-0 at 8:56 to go in this first half. It has been just a real dominant performance with, again, a JCN team that had so many seniors coming back. You knew coming in that they were probably the favorites to win the Northeast Kansas League. They shared the title with Jackson Heights. How fun of that matchup would have been if we saw Jackson Heights and JCN play at some point. They did not. They both go undefeated in league play. So they shared the title there. But JCN is still playing. Jackson Heights is not. And this is a veteran group with a lot of skilled position players who have been playing together for a long time. And you know, Opie, the powerhouse, they have battled a ton of injuries this year. They're playing some younger cats on both sides of the ball, but this Chargers team, they look pretty determined and now have a 3-touchdown lead early second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you summed it up pretty well right there. I don't really have much to add, but, I mean, they flew around. And I mean, they're just fast, they're athletic, they're strong, they're big. They're everything you want in a small school, like a 1A school, to have to be successful. And, you know, they'll be – if they can hold on here –
Oh, and Opie nearly lost the kickoff there. It was a squib kick to the near side, but they do cover it up. It was picked up by Colton Redeker, and Opie will have it at pretty much the 30-yard line. But again, JCN leading this one by 3 touchdowns, 22-0 at 8:54 to go here in this second quarter. And it's hard to not say this is potentially a must need, I would say, offensively if you're the Eagles. You got to come away with something.
Yeah, because Jeff County North won the toss and deferred, so, I mean, they're going to begin that ball back at the half, but we won't look ahead yet. We'll preview that a little bit later. JCN continues to dominate. They just blasted their own guy in the backfield.
Another big-time defensive play in the backfield.
I think that was Bailey that blasted Redeker as he was trying to roll out, and then the nose guard, one of the defensive linemen for JCN, was able to wrap him up there. And
looked like Braden Williams, maybe, or RB Tweed, who got back there quickly, but it's a loss of 3, and it's 2nd down and 13, back to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, and outside of those first two plays, I mean, Olpe came out and ran for 6 again. And, I mean, it looks like they're going to go right down the field. And, you know, ever since then, it's been negatives,
well,
offensively.
They've had to get away from the run. And now you're down 3 scores in the second quarter. You're seeing them trying to pass, but let's see if they try to go back to the run a little bit. But they do go Redeker back to pass. He throws it near side, and it's through the hands of his receiver and incomplete. It looked to be Eli Markowitz. It was right through his hands. Pretty good throw. Redeker rolling out to his left side, but good coverage by the Chargers. And now again, 3rd and long for the Eagles at 3rd and 13. From their own 27, moving left to right here, quarter two. JCN dominant, 22-0. Trip to the state semifinals on the line. Winner of this one gets the winner of St. Mary's Colgan, the number one team, and St. Mary's, who's the defending champs in the Chargers' lone loss this season. It's back in week 6. Redeker again, 3rd and long, has some time, only a 3-man rush, now rolling to his left, and now just has to throw it away and incomplete. Chasing him down was Zachary Toole. But again, the Chargers right there, they only send 3, and Toole was in the backfield, and Redeker really had nowhere to go.
Yeah, and they had a 3-man rush, and he could have gone up the middle. I know he scrambled to the left, but it looked like he might have had a space to run up towards the middle. I don't know if the 8 guys back in coverage would have been, they probably would have been able to cover and tackle him, but I think he went to the rollout too fast. If he cut up into the middle, he would have at least gained a little bit of a positive there. But, you know, this will be interesting because JCN did muff the punt here, but they were able to recover it and bounce right back up to him. So, you know, Opie maybe could benefit from a muffed punt here. And you need some if you're Opie, or, I mean, you're in danger of getting ran here.
Well, let's see what happens. Fourth down and 13. They will get Fowler back there. And a kick from left to right, and it's Kearns who runs up on it at the 45. At the numbers, into plus territory, and he spun down at about the 41. So this is actually the worst starting field position for the Chargers in this first half, and you are still at the Opie 41-yard line.
Everything's been easy, but that's because of what your defense has done. I mean, everything's been easy for your offense, just short field after short field, but that's because of what your defense has done. You know, it's kind of like watching Nemaha Central in a way, you know? Just dominate, get a short field, run the ball down the field with your quarterback, and occasionally your running back, and score. I know, I mean, you know, it's just domination in all three facets of the game. They're dominating special teams, too.
Opie's five possessions, fumble, interception, three and out. JC in first and 10 at the 41, 7:47 to go first half. They lead it by three scores. Manville in motion from right to left, settles on the line there left, goes to Ethan Knoll, the running back, and running his way over a defender, and then finally brought down at about the 35 for a gain of about six, maybe seven. But Ethan Knoll, again, a big-bodied receiver, entered tonight's matchup, averaging just under 10 yards per carry. He is a heavy load and an experienced player in the backfield for Jeff Schneider and company. We'll give him six, second down and four. At about the 35, near side hash. Clock moving under 7:20 to go, second period. It has been all Chargers, 22-0 here against Opie. Brady Knoll standing at the 40 in the shotgun. They fake to Ethan, keeps it himself, has a couple of blockers right down the middle of the seams, and he's going to fly to the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. It is Grady Knoll again, his second of the night, his 13th of the season. Just a tick under 7 minutes to go in the first half. Now 28-0. He got some great blocking up front.
Yeah, I think all three, four defensive linemen that Opie had down all got pancaked. I mean, that is just big physical men up there on the defense or the offensive line for JC, and they're putting people down. And when you do that, I mean, Grady Knoll didn't have to worry about getting tackled by anybody because everyone was on the ground. He just had to run in the end zone. And it is Route City in an unexpected sectional game.
Well, JCN putting it on the Eagles here. Still 7 minutes to go until halftime. Grady kind of stutters into the backfield, works right into the end zone for two. And Jefferson County North dominant here in the first half. A 30-0 lead against Opie. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmers State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB-branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you will be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Houlton. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Colin Tritton and Brandon with you all Jefferson County North in this sectional matchup in Class 1A at home leading Opie 30-0. That was a 48-second drive that covered 41 yards, 35 of it on the touchdown run right down the middle of the seams by Grady Knoll, his second here in the quarter and his 13th rushing touchdown of the season. And another two-point conversion has given the Chargers a 30-0 lead at 6:59 to go in this first half of play. Dominant, really not much more you can say. Opie has had their struggles. Three early turnovers leading to three touchdowns pretty quickly. And the Chargers have just really gotten all the bounces. They've had the short fields, and they have simply capitalized, and they look like the better team here.
Yeah, and I know we were talking about pregame, maybe going up to Nemaha Central and Sabetha next week. That's nothing. That's not taking anything away from what JCN's talent, but, you know, I mean, they could be playing St. Mary's or Pitt Colgan at home next week. We don't know.
That's Markowitz on the return. He took a beating across the 30, and to about the 33 is where Opie will start this drive. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Volpe has not sniffed JCN territory here in the first half.
I think this is about the farthest they made it on. That first drive, they got up about to the 40 when they fumbled after they had that first down to start the game.
Yeah, it looked like they were closing it on midfield, but then, yeah, that fumble, but they have not been close since. Again, another fumble, an interception, and then 2-3 and outs. And what is now their sixth offensive drive of the game. And they fake, and now a little screen, nicely executed here to Bailey, who's got a lot of room, and he's got a first down. And tripped up. And
that was Carson McAfee. That just saved a touchdown, probably, because they had blockers downfield. McAfee's only playing defense tonight because he had an ankle injury against Troy and played just three snaps last week in Centralia, I was told. And, you know, he just made a great play because if he doesn't trip up Bailey there, Bailey might walk into the end zone. Because they had blockers downfield. That was a great design play by Coach Smith.
Yeah, they fake it to the man in motion and then fake it to Bailey. And then you got to credit the offensive line for blocking well to give it enough time to develop. And a first down, first one in a long time. Now Redeker on a quarterback keeper, gets positive yards. And they are shy of midfield, but they're closing in on it, trying to sniff JCN territory for the first time tonight. They're at the 48. It'll be second down and 7. 30-0 Jefferson County North as we're approaching the halfway point, quarter number 2. I believe that's just the second first down here in the first half for Olpe. But just trying to find a little bit of momentum, and let's not forget, JCN won the toss and deferred to the second half, so the Chargers will get the ball to start the third quarter. 4 total in the backfield, 3 surrounding Redeker, the quarterback, who bobbles the snap, and he has to jump on it at the 42. A loss of 6, and now third and long.
And, you know, you're starting to build, you have 2 positive plays, you're about second and medium, you know, might run this play and get to third and short, and then you could run the football, because that's what you do, and then you fumble the snap, and you lose 7 yards, and now you're behind the sticks again. Now you're in a passing situation, which, you know, it's not something that you want to do in your system. And, you know, just unfortunate series of events there.
Again, Olpe, they have been dominant in their wins, and they played a really difficult schedule early. They lost to Topeka Hayden, who's undefeated in Class 3A, number 3 ranking there. That was back in week 1. They have won 7 straight coming in, but Redeker dancing, now launching one down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. The sophomore Eli Markowitz, the intended target at about the 32, and now 4th down and 13 after the incompletion.
But you might be able to punt the football here, and JCN might actually have to start on their own side offensively, depending on the potential return if they decide to punt. It looks like they are. Looks like the big man, the right guard, Braden Fowler, is back there to punt, but JC might actually have to start on their own field, side of the field, depending on how good of a return this could be here.
Always got to love the big bodies who go back to punt. Gets another good snap, puts another good boot to it from left to right. This one a little bit more high than it is long, but it takes an Olpe bounce, and now a late flag from the back end.
Yeah, Cameron Seaver blasted Redeker in the back as he was running down to cover, and I think that went out about the
That took a 19.
No, they're marking about the 30 or so, but that's going to be 10 yards farther back. So they'll be starting about their own 20, 25.
So it stayed in bounds, but again, it looks like they're going to move this one a little bit back after what appears to be a penalty on JCN. Not many penalties here in the first half. They do go a legal block in the back. And so this will be the worst starting field position for the Chargers here, but hasn't really affected them much. They lead it 30-0 here. 7 minutes gone by, 5 to go here, quarter number 2. Grady Knoll has scored both touchdowns here in the second quarter. Only one of the 4 touchdowns, one of the 4 touchdowns, or 2 of the 4 touchdowns, they have not gotten the 2-point try.
And that one, they were right at the goal line, too. Olpe just pushed them back just enough. So, I mean, it could easily be 32-0.
3 of the 4 touchdowns they have gotten the 2-point conversion. Math a little bit off on my side. But first and 10 at the 20. After the penalty, they go to Kearns on a reverse, and it's well defended. He'll fall forward for about a yard or 2. Markowitz was in on the stop. Boy, this freshman, Abbott Bailey, has been kind of everywhere on both sides of the ball. He makes a nice stop there on Kearns for minimal yardage of about 1.5. We'll call it 2, rounding up, second down and 8, just outside the 20.
Yeah, now if you're Olpe, I mean, you got to be punching at the football. You got to be trying to cause some type of havoc here and force a turnover, because if you force a turnover right where you're at, I mean, you're in the red zone almost, and You got to be calling, trying for a turnover here.
Call it second and a short nine, and Noel able to get away from one, but not Abbott Bailey again, who's in the backfield.
Yeah, but
Grady Noel able to at least maybe avoid a 3 or 4 yard loss and at least get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard at best. We'll call it third and eight.
Yeah, but O'Rear is the one that made the play, blowing it up, getting good penetration up the middle, and then he was still getting blocked. I couldn't see the lineman's number, but he still had a hold of the shoulder pad of Nolan. That allowed Bailey to finish him off. But third and long, and you're in a spot where you might force JCN to punt to get the ball back if you're Olpe, and you know, maybe try and build some positive stuff going into halftime. I mean, this is still a really good Olpe team. Maybe regroup at the half.
Well, let's see if they can get a stop. A five-wide set here. Grady Nolan takes a knee-high snap, spins it in his hands, has some time, throws it down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Good coverage by Braden Linneman, a sophomore linebacker who was stride for stride with Manville. And it's fourth down and eight.
Yeah, it looked like Manville and Elias were running both seam routes, and they weren't that far apart, so it was almost as Linneman was guarding both of them. And, you know, I don't know if that was a miscommunication on the route or whatever, but, you know, Olpe, like I said, maybe build a little bit of positives going into half.
Their defense has done a pretty good job here.
Considering that
on a couple of these drives,
JCN's worst starting field position before this was your 41. The defense has gone through what they did. That's not the best punt. They're going to be in JCN territory to start. I think that went out about the 48, 47-yard line.
Well, here's a chance. Olpe has 3:23 left in the half. They're trailing 30-0, but they have by far and away their best field position.
I actually give them at the 45, it looks like. That's where the change was set up. So, I mean, if you're Olpe, you got to punch it in here. I mean, you got to get on the board and just try and regroup at halftime and do something. But
you just got to take it one play at a time.
Yeah, I mean, but these last 3.5 minutes, I mean, this is your opportunity to get back into the game right here. If you can't score from your own 45 here, it's going to be looking real long and far ahead for them to come back in that second half.
Yeah, if you can at least find the end zone and find some positivity going into the break, you certainly keep yourself alive. 30-0, though, JCN late first half at the 45, left to right. Here come the Eagles. Redeker running for his life and now throws it into the flat, and a diving interception at the 42 by who else? Grady Noel again. They were looking for Bailey out of the backfield, and Grady Noel with another interception tonight, and this one sets up JCN at the 42.
We were just talking about, can you build a positive? You might, your defense just got to stop, and then you throw your second interception, your fourth turnover of the game. And you know, I mean, it's all because of the pressure. That was R.B. Tweed. I don't think he's recorded an official sack, but R.B. Tweed has pressured Redeker all night.
All that one play Olpe ran took all of 6 seconds off the clock. Now JCN getting it back. They run a little reverse to the far side, and Kearns had to leap over his own lineman in Elijah Huff and able to maybe get a half yard. And good pursuit again by Olpe's defense. Second down and long at 3 minutes to go. Maybe a half yard on a little end around.
And that was how they scored their first touchdown. And you know, I don't know who provided the pressure on Huff to put him to the ground, but the defensive line's starting to play a little bit better for Olpe. They're filling some of the gaps. It's unfortunate for them, though, that it took them to be down 30-0 to start getting some D-line pressure.
Clock moving under 2:40. JC in a no hurry, leading by 30. Here's Grady Noel back to pass. He'll float one down the far sideline, and a jump ball is caught at the 35 by Connor Kearns. It is a gain of 22, and it's just a jump ball scenario on the defender. He outjumped the linebacker, Linneman, and a big play into Olpe territory.
That's just a nice pitch and catch. It's a nice job by Kearns to go up and catch it at the high point. And it was a good ball by Noel, the only where Kearns could go up and get it. And you know, now you're in business again right before the half.
Well, you got just one timeout left, but 2 minutes and 15 seconds is an eternity in scenarios like this, and a chance to add to this lead, but they still have 35 yards until pay dirt. Here's Noel again, and he's going to be sacked. And that is Rowdy O'Rear, first team all name. How about it, the 205-pound nose guard. Senior getting back there, and Noel just had to hit the deck. It's a big loss.
Yeah, and O'Rear's played great. I mean, he's blown up some of the run plays to where he's made a couple TFLs, and he's allowed some of his comrades on the defensive line clean up some of the plays where he disrupted. You know, I mean, he's providing some good pressure right there.
The loss of about eight.
But yeah,
I got a halftime story. I got an all-team name for you from the KU game on Monday.
Here's Noel again on second and long. He's dancing in the pocket, now rolling to his right, in some trouble. Now throws across his body, and is that caught?
No,
no it is not. It's incomplete.
It was almost a really nice play.
There's Bailey
Seaver.
Again, the freshman,
yeah.
And Seaver again, yeah, the intended target, but the big 190-pound freshman running with Seaver the entire way and knocked it away at the last second. It'll be third and 18.
Yeah, you're talking all-team, all-first-team name. North Carolina Central at the KU game Monday, they had a guy named Po' Boy King.
Oh, love that.
Po' Boy King, all-team first name.
I will put O'Rear in that category, but he has certainly been a
spark
for this
Eagles
defense.
That's just awesome. His first name is Rowdy and everything, but.
Well, can he get Rowdy here on third and 18? JCN has it at the 43, under 90 seconds to go. They run trips here to the near side, a chest high snap. Now they're just going to dump it off, and it's incomplete. And that was Cale Weekly, the defensive lineman who batted it down at the line of scrimmage. Boy, if he could pick that off at the high point, might have been six for the Eagles.
Yeah, it was a design running back screen to Ethan Knoll, and I don't know if Grady saw Weekly, but if Weekly got his other hand up, like you said, he might be running the other way. But they force a punt. Again, the defense has stood up these last – this is the third punt that they forced, but you know, JCN had a scoop and score, and they've capitalized off some short fields, and Opie's done nothing offensively, but
smart job there by Markowitz to just let it bounce. That could have been disastrous if he tried to field that. But JCN's going to down it at about the 10, but Opie's only going to have a buck 10 to go. Their offense hasn't had much spark. They've only had a handful of first downs. JCN a 30-0 lead, and Opie once again backed up in their own territory at the 10. Stick around for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll get you caught up on some first half numbers and look at some other state scores from around the area. A lot of local teams still in action as we are deep into the quarterfinals. Here's Bailey on a give. Dive play to the right side. He'll fall forward to about the 15 for a gain of 5. It'll bring up second and 5 at a minute to go. JCN scoring 2 touchdowns pretty quick. Had a 14-0 lead off a couple of Opie turnovers. Took a 14-0 lead here into the second quarter. First drives for JCN in this quarter. A couple of Grady Knoll touchdown runs. A couple of two-point tries. 30-0. But then again, Opie's defense has forced a couple of punts by the JCN offense, but their offense has simply just not been able to do much, and they look to be pretty content to run this thing out into the break. I think both sides are, as they go fullback dive here to Linneman.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the last play.
Might be the last play, and JCN only had one timeout left, but again, they're going to get the ball to start the second half, and they lead this thing 30-0. And that will, in fact, look to be the final play of the first half as both teams pretty settled in. As the final 3 ticks run off the clock, and it's been all Chargers here at home. Jefferson County North in complete control in this playoff matchup against Opie. Chargers 30, Eagles nothing. In our halftime show, it is next. It is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. For more information, all Chargers here in the first half. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on KNZA.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bail beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, deep into the postseason, down to the quarterfinal round of the high school football playoffs, and for Jefferson County North, they have never made it farther than this round in school history, and they're on the brink. They got one half to go. They lead Opie here 30-0, looking for their first sub-state berth. Trenton Kraxner alongside. I'm Brandon Tamman, Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer. 14-0 after one, 30-0 after the first two quarters. We sit here at the break. Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. It started out real strong for JCN. First two drives for Opie, a couple of fumbles. Short field, Connor Kearns, first touchdown with an 8-yard run. And then the second Olpe fumble was scooped and scored by Ethan Knoll. It was just a 16-yard return, but in the blink of an eye, it's 14-0 JCN. And the offense for Olpe just has struggled at times and has just not been able to get much momentum. And then Grady Knoll, a couple of touchdown runs in the second quarter. Three of the four touchdowns they've converted on the two-point try. And again, it's just a dominant performance by a really good JCN squad.
Yeah, and I mean, we expected a little bit more of a competitive game. I think everyone did, but you know, JCN's dominated in everything. They're dominating special teams. They made plays on defense. They've made plays on offense. We just got the total yards. They only have 130 total yards of offense, but they're up 30-0 on the scoreboard because they've capitalized off short fields. And you know, they're really fast. They're really athletic. They're big. I mean, they have everything. When you have 20 out of 22 stars being seniors, you know, you have that pedigree and leadership on the team. And, you know, they're bound to be playing next week against a perennial powerhouse in Pitt Colgan or the team that handed them their first loss, their only loss of the year, in defending state champion St. Mary's.
So Opie has four first-half turnovers. They had the two early fumbles, and then Grady Knoll, with his two rushing touchdowns, he also has two interceptions on defense. He had one in the first quarter and then one late in the second quarter. Opie's defense did force JCN into a couple of punts late in the first half, but those two early possessions of the second quarter, a couple of short fields and Grady Knoll touchdown runs of 3 yards and 35 yards in what is a 30-0 Jefferson County North lead here at the half. We're just getting going here at halftime, brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back, get you some of the first half numbers right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, highlandcc.edu. You can find more information. Again, Brandon Tabman, Trenton Kraxner, Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer, as we are at the half. All Jefferson County North, they lead Olpe 30-0. As we now dive into some of the numbers in this first half, it is brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, not a lot of yardage despite 30 points on the board because all the short fields that JCN has had throughout the course of the game. Let's start with the first downs. Chargers 7, Olpe just 2 in the first half. Chargers were 2 of 6 on third down conversions, Olpe 0 for 5. The total yardage, JCN 129, Eagles 31. Now the Chargers have 44 passing yards, 85 rushing yards. Olpe, of their 31 yards, 14 through the air, 17 of which are on the ground. And the 85 rushing yards for JCN has come on 17 carries, good for 5 yards a pop. Just 2 penalties in the first half, both on JCN, equaling 20 yards. For the Chargers, quarterback Grady Knoll, just 3 of 8 passing, 52 yards. But the rushing is where the majority of the offenses come from. Grady Knoll, 9 attempts on the ground, 53 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the second quarter, the long of 35. Ethan Knoll, not utilized a whole lot, just 3 carries for 11 yards. And Connor Kearns, 5 carries, 21 yards, and that early 8-yard touchdown run. For Olpe, Ethan Redeker, the quarterback, 2 of 9 passing, 17 yards in that first half. Also had just 6 carries for 2 yards. Abbott Bailey is the leading ball carrier for the Eagles. 5 carries for 13 yards. And Abbott Bailey also has the longest reception, 1 catch for 12 yards on a screen pass late in that first half. So those are the numbers in the first half, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Jefferson County North, a 30-0 lead over Olpe. Not all the games have been this dominant. We'll go through some of the scores after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name needs a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. trust. R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960. Or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
KNZA.
Well, it's been all Jefferson County North in the first half, leading Olpe 30-0, as we're going to check some scores here around the area. Score updates brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Brandon, Colin, and Trenton all with you. Well, again, all Chargers here over the Eagles, but got a lot of other intriguing scores here. Most of our area teams at the break. I guess starting, and we'll mention Axtell, another Mercy Rule win in the eight-man D2 ranks. They win big over Osborne, so the state leading now 37th consecutive win for the Eagles as they continue their quest for a three-peat championship. We had seen Frankfort and Hanover were playing in a pretty good game in that other sub-state quarterfinal matchup on the east side of the bracket. Let's go here to the 11-man ranks, and how about here? Let's start here. Our game on 92.1 KMZA. It's Nemaha Central being tested. The defending champs at home against Osage City, and at one point the Thunder had a 26-7 lead, but don't look now. It's a 6-point game at the half, 26-20.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up like 6 points to Holden in week one, and then they pitched like 8 straight shutouts, and they gave up 13, 14 points last week, and then all of a sudden, they're giving up points. It's kind of weird and probably feels weird for the Nemaha Central guys, too. But that's a really good ball club all around. I think they're going to figure it out in that second half and pull away a little bit.
Half score. This affects 3A. Holton and Frontenac, of course, on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. How about the Wildcats at home leading the Raiders 14-7? You know, Holton, again, they had kind of a down year early. They lost some games early, of course, playing the likes of Sabetha and Nemaha Central. But, you know, they came into tonight's matchup at 6-4, but yet to have a home playoff game here in the quarterfinals, and this is a Holton team that's trying to make their fourth straight semifinal appearance.
Yeah, and, you know, Birch Barr is a really good coach, been there for a long time, and, you know, Holton, they played Wellsville last week. It was real pass-heavy, and they upset them because they
undefeated at the time, 9-0.
Because they were pass-heavy, but Holton ran the clock out, essentially, and that's what they do to good teams. I mean, they have that ability to just wear you down, run the clock out, and that's just their system.
Well, Holton and Frontenac, again, that's 14-7 Wildcats. The winner of that game will play the winner of Hayden and Parsons. Undefeated Hayden, of course, was one of Olpe's two losses here on the season, but Hayden has a big lead over Parsons, 28-13. We had seen Atchison and Tonganoxie, I think we last saw 28-27, still early second quarter. That game on Care 93.7, that's in Class 4A. And then also Sabetha in 2A playing tight with Humboldt. That was a 14-12 Blue Jays halftime lead. So got some good, intriguing scores here as we're at the break.
Yeah, and that Axton game, it was like 7.5 minutes ago, it was 28-27. It was, who was Clutch and Clyde playing week one? Like Hillstead, and they won like 84-78 or whatever.
Won it on like a flea flicker at the end or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like
a hook and ladder.
Yeah, I mean, is that what Axton and Tommy Knox is barreling towards? No one's going to play defense. It's who can score.
Well, Atchison's had the top-ranked scoring offense in 4A for pretty much a majority of the season, if not the whole season, pretty much. You know, the Phoenix last year, they did the same thing. They went undefeated in the regular season, swept the Metal Arc Conference, but saw St. James Academy in the second round and got bounced. Now they're a little bit more battle-tested. They have a ton of athletes. They've gotten past two tests, pretty good tests in the last 2 weeks. And if they can somehow pull this one off against right now the number two ranked team in Tonganoxie, look out. I think Atchison, after these last couple of weeks, we know they're real, but they could certainly score it with the best of them.
Yeah, and they'd have to get by Aquinas because Aquinas was up big on Bates and Linwood at the half. And so, I mean, they had all three of those private schools in 4A in their own little cluster to where they played in the first round and had to play in the second round. So Aquinas is the one that came out there. But, you know, if Action is able to pull an upset, I mean.
35-27, by the way, that updated score, Tonganoxie at the half.
So, I mean, that's a big-time game. And, you know, I think both of those teams could test Aquinas. Aquinas' defense is probably better than both those two teams' defense, or who knows. But, you know, maybe Tonganoxie or Action, whoever comes out, they could challenge St. Thomas Aquinas next week for sure.
Well, let's keep an eye on some of these scores as we progress through the second half. JCN, they have to have a lot go wrong if they want to give this one up, as Olpe again needs a stellar comeback. It's 30-0 Chargers, a final 60-second timeout. We'll come back with the second half. Chargers set to receive the opening kick up 30, and we'll have it for you when we come back right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring daily specials, including a shrimp platter on Friday and brisket wrap on Saturday. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials. Open until midnight on Friday and Saturday. And remember, at the Elevator, there's always time for just one more.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Getting ready to start the second half. Again, our halftime coverage thanks to Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, highlandcc.edu. Brandon, Colin, and Trenton all with you. Well, it was all JCN in the first half. They lead Olpe 30-0. Chargers getting set to start the second half with the opening possession. And it's not over yet. Olpe needs a lot of things to go their way, but right now the Chargers in complete control, and a drive and a touchdown here could essentially put this game away.
I would say watch out for the onside.
Watch out for maybe a trick play here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you got to be desperate, but, I mean, Olpe's got to get something, you know. Got to be ready for the onside here if you're JCN. Something you definitely at least had to put in the back of your front linesman's head. Hey, watch out. Maybe they'll take it short.
Well, here we go. Olpe will kick from left to right, and they will kick it away. Nice boot from left to right, and this is going to be Seaver who takes this one. 15-20, near side, tripped up right at the 30. Had a little bit of a seam, could have gone a little bit of a ways, but about the 31-yard line. JCN takes over, first and 10, a 30-0 lead as we start the second half.
Yeah, so been saying it. If you're Olpe, you're at the point where you got to start forcing some turnovers. And
well, they've gotten two stops. The last two JCN possessions of the second quarter, Olpe's defense forcing a couple of punts. But again, you can kind of say too little too late, because at that point, again, you were down 30. Still down 30. Well, let's see what JCN can draw up here to kick things off here in the second half. 30-0, 5 seconds into the third quarter. First play of this third quarter. As Knoll stands in the gun at about the 26, Manville in motion. They give it to Ethan Knoll here, left side. And he is bottled up and dropped. Forward progress maybe for two. That's about it. Second down and 8. Ethan Knoll's been real quiet. Just 3 carries for 11 yards in the first half. But again, not much needed. As really it was Grady Knoll who kind of led the charge with the 2 rushing touchdowns in the second quarter, plus the 2 interceptions he had on the defensive side. 2 yards there for Ethan. Second down and 8 at about the 32, maybe 33. Chargers going right to left here in the third quarter and leading Olpe 30-0. We had seen St. Mary's Colgan have a 13-0 lead over the defending champs in St. Mary's. That's the other side of this bracket. There's an incomplete pass. One batted down at the line of scrimmage. That was Braden Fowler, who's been good in the punt game, and that time gets the big meaty paw up there to bat that one down, make it third down and 8.
And, you know, Olpe's done a really good job these last couple of possessions, putting JCN in third and long situations, whether that's forcing an incompletion, they're stalling the run on the first 2 downs. They've done a better job of putting JCN behind the sticks, like the JCN defense has done to them. And You know, like I said, their defense is starting to step it up, but their offense still has to get going on the other side.
So a third down and eight here. Olpe trying to force potentially a three and out. Here's Grady Knoll back to pass. They set up the screen. Here's Ethan. He's got it at the 35. Blockers 40. Waiting for another one. Pancake block 45. Down to the 35, 30. Down the sideline 20. Still on his feet. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
No, they're going to say he went out. They said he went out.
Oh, you ruined it for me. They're going to say he stepped out at the 16. It was close. But, boy, it was Grant Furman with the pancake block at about midfield that set him up down the way.
Yeah, and we saw them try and run that before the half, and it was weakly they got a hand on it. But that time, all the defensive linemen flew up to the field, and just like they wanted to, they got their big offensive lineman out there in front to block, and I believe that was Markowitz that did just enough to get him out, pushed out on the sideline.
Now Grant Furman, send him to IHOP and order him a short stack because he's got pancakes everywhere. Goodness me, the right tackle blowing it up to add a little bit of extra yardage. So now first and 10 at the 16. Chargers with a monster play on third and long. They go option right. Grady keeps it himself. He cuts it upfield and falls forward to about the 10. Good yardage on first down, maybe 7 or 8. Second down and short coming up. But the Chargers knocking on the door trying to add to this 30-point lead. Now you look at Jefferson County North over the last five seasons, 6 wins last year, 7 wins apiece in 20 and 21. They were 5-4 in 2019. In 2018, they were just 2-7. After 2017, they went 10-1. And they're trying to get their 10th win for the first time in a season since 2017. Chargers have not been farther than this round of the playoffs, trying to make their first semifinal berth in Class 1A. A chance to add to a 30-0 lead at second down and 3. From the 10-yard line, chest-high snap. They fake the reverse. Grady keeps it himself. Shimmies past the defender and spins into the end zone for his third rushing touchdown tonight. He's doing it on both sides of the ball. And not even 3 minutes into this third period, it is 36-0, and the Chargers cash on the opening drive.
Yeah, and it was the big screen play to Ethan Knoll, who's just on the sideline getting his left knee taped. On the screen pass that went for about 50-plus yards, set him up in back-to-back run plays with Grady Knoll, puts him in, you know, looking to go up 38-0 here.
Not even 2 minutes off the clock. That is a 1 minute 57 second drive. As they will try to tack on the 2, and it is Kearns who gets bottled up at the goal line and pushed back. It's no good. So for the second time, Opie's defense holding JCN out on a 2-point try, but nonetheless, Chargers add to the lead, and the dominance continues. 9:58 to go, third quarter. Chargers 36, and Opie nothing. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas. Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton. Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
...9-yard touchdown drive that took 1 minute 57 seconds to start the second half. And our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire, but capped off again by Grady Knoll. This one a 10-yard run. 2-point try was unsuccessful, but nonetheless, Chargers 36, Opie nothing. They continue to dominate this game, and really what set it up was the long screen pass to Ethan Knoll on third and long.
Yeah, and like I said, they tried to run that before the half, and Weakley knocked down the pass. That time, they didn't read, the defensive line didn't read, and they had the bloggers out in front. Grant Furman put a man on his backside.
Here's Ethan Redeker on the return for Olpe. Finds a little seam down the middle of the field across the 35 to the 36, and that's where Olpe takes over. First and 10, 9:53 to go in the third. JCN 36-0, their lead.
First
Volpe's first drive of the third quarter. First and 10 at their own 36. They move it from left to right. They go I formation. Bailey, the freshman running back, will take it. A 32 dive just right over the right guard. A late flag from the near side after he falls forward to the 39 for three.
I'd say they're going to be on McAfee or Linneman, I think.
Personal foul, face mask against the Chargers.
Well, maybe it was on the towel because I saw Linneman and McAfee going to the ground together after the tackles kind of made. I mean, it wasn't super late or anything, but I guess maybe the ball carrier got face masked.
Yeah, there was a lot of bodies in that scrum, but when you're Olpe and you're down 36, you'll take the yardage any way you can get it, and that puts him into plus territory. First and 10 at the Jefferson County North 47. Ball between the hash marks.
Yeah, and this is their second play from JCN territory. In the first play that they ran, they threw an interception. So, you know, but you're able to run here a little bit on first down if they want to.
The simple I formation. They fake the dive to the fullback and eight up in the backfield. I think that's RB Tweed again, who's the first to hit Redeker and drop him for a loss of about four. A loss of three back to midfield. You've called his name again. Tweed, he's doesn't have maybe all the stats, but he's just constantly lived in the backfield.
Yeah, he's paying rent. He's making him pay some rent tonight because he's pressured Redeker on some rollouts about three or four times. So, you know, we have a lineman in the game, and I know Furman just threw a great pancake block, but RB Tweed's been all over the place tonight.
They bring in Zach Toole, another senior on that defensive line, on second down and 13 at midfield. 3 minutes gone by in this third quarter. JCN, they have already capitalized on their opening drive of the second half. Took nearly, or not even, 2 minutes to get a 10-yard run from Grady Knoll. 36-0 their lead, and now second and long here for the Eagles. It is a shotgun set. Redeker takes the snap, stands tall, wants to launch one far side of the field, jump ball, and it is caught.
That was a nice catch.
At the 25-yard line. That pass complete to Brecken McGuire, a freshman.
Yeah, and Will Lyers.
That's a 25-yard gain.
Yeah, Will Lyers had great coverage, but that's just a good hands catch by McGuire. I mean, surviving the ground and everything, and he had a little bit of a step on the last, but Elias still recovered and played pretty good defense, but you just got to credit the offense and McGuire there making the play. Now, Olpe, you know, maybe threatening to score. And,
well, you got to get on the board here. First and 10 at the JCN 25, the deepest they've been all night. And they go toss right. Bailey immediately cuts it up. He'll get past the line of scrimmage for about 3 to the 22. Second down and 7, approaching the red zone for the first time as Olpe, as JCN's lead is 36-0 about 4 minutes into this third quarter. When you look at this offensive line for Olpe, they got three seniors in the interior and then a junior and a sophomore at the tackle spots.
Yeah, and Ethan Knoll just came off. He's kind of having a limp on that knee, and I know he said that he was a little bit banged up. He got his knee taped. With a lead like this, how big next week's game is going to be, I don't know if you want to play him too much the rest of the way tonight.
Here's second down and 7 at the 22. Redeker, three-step drop, being chased, throws it across the middle in the air, and it was nearly caught. And it was also nearly, could have been picked off by Seaver, but another near great catch by McGuire. This time just went right through his hands, and it hit the dirt. Now third down and 8.
Yeah, and it was once again working on Elias, and that time McGuire went up to catch him, and while he was in the air, Elias just drove him into the ground, broke that up, and I'll be facing third and long.
JCN looking to make the semifinals for the first time in school history. These two teams last met in 2021 in the second round, and Olpe won that one 28-0. This is the fifth all-time meeting between the two. Olpe has won all four. Right now, JCN dominant, 36-0 here, about midway through this third quarter. Redeker on third and 8 from the 22. Eludes a rush. Now still fighting away, now being ripped down and throws it across the middle. It's incomplete, and who else but RB Tweed, who had him by the back of the jersey and just kind of yanked him down, and now it's fourth down and 8 at the 22.
Yeah, that time he had a lot of time. The coverage was good down the field, but he had good blocks. Then when he started to roll out, you know, Tweed on the edge rush is able to disengage from his man. I thought, once again, he had a chance to run up the middle. I thought there was a little bit of a gap up the middle that he could have gone through, but now you're facing fourth and long.
And you got to go for it here, down 36-0. It's 7:26 to go in the third quarter. It's the farthest you've been in JCN territory. You had first and 10 at the 25. Now you're facing fourth and 7 from the 22. And this game just kind of got away early. Again, the two early fumbles, and then the blink of an eye, it was 14-0. It kind of got Olpe out of their comfort zone. And now they will go three wide left, two split right. Here's the snap. Stepping up in the pocket, Redeker across the middle in the air, and it was nearly caught in the end zone on the ricochet, but it falls incomplete, and it's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, and initially McGuire, third target on that drive, almost snagged it with one hand. Then Corey Ewell, another freshman, was, like you said, almost able to get it off the ricochet, and you know, JCN's going to turn him over on down. So Opie made a couple plays, but the JCN defense stood up again, and they're able to turn him over on, turn away once again.
Well, Jefferson County North, a 36-0 lead at 7:20 to go in this third quarter. The deepest that Opie had been in JCN territory all night, and they turn it over on downs inside the 25. Chargers again going from right to left here, quarter number three with the big lead. They'll go two left, one right. Here's Grady, who's had a big night, busting through, has a near first down. He'll be close. And Ethan Redeker there, the safety, definitely potentially saved a touchdown. The gain of about 10.5, and it's good for a first down. What a night for Grady Knoll. Three touchdowns, a couple of interceptions on defense. They haven't had to do much in the passing game. When you got five athletic, heavy senior offensive linemen you've been running behind for years, just the continuity and the experience has shown out. And this is why JCN's had the season that they have had. Two wide receivers to the right. They go back left to Kearns. Here on a run, busting through. It's nothing but open land in front. 25-20 to the 10, to the 5. You guessed it. End zone house call touchdown. 67 yards for Connor Kearns. He was untouched for about the last 62 yards.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I've called him a track team because they got all this speed. And then you have those big boys up front providing holes. And you don't need Ethan Knoll when you got Connor Kearns back there to supplement him as such a good guy to go to a number three guy for him. And using his speed, he burst through the hole and I think that might be the final nail in the proverbial coffin.
42-0. JCN, still 6:30 to go, third quarter. That is the 12th rushing touchdown of the season for Connor Kearns. Came into the night's game averaging 10 yards per carry, and they go back to the running game for two, and it's good. Looked like the two-point conversion try there by Eli Weiser. So a junior, Eli Weiser, gets a touch, adds two. 6.5 minutes to go in the third. JCN rolling, bursting, and feeling good. It's 44-0 Chargers back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hey, gals. Stop by Gals of Grace Boutique and Coffee Shop in Nortonville and celebrate our first Ladies Night Out November 16th from 5 to 7:30. Bring your favorite beverage and your credit card. We'll provide the snacks and sales. It's time to freshen up your holiday wardrobe. We have lots to choose from and would be glad to help you put something together. And guys, we know you're listening. It's not too early to start your holiday shopping. Gift certificates always fit. We would like to wish the JCN Chargers good luck tonight. We're so proud of your success. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the drive summary, it's brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, wilsontireks.com. That drive took all of 50 seconds and covered 78 yards. Connor Kearns busting through the left side, a 67-yard house call, and the two-point try by Eli Weiser is good. 44-0, all JCN continuing to build their lead against Opie. About the halfway point here, quarter number three. Here's a short kick. Opie on the return. Markowitz getting up to about the 35, staying on his feet to about the 37, 38. That's where the Eagles take over, now down 44. So two drives, two touchdowns here in the third quarter for JCN. And collectively took no more than 3 minutes. So officially Opie at their own 37. And we'll try to keep tabs on the other East bracket game tonight. Again, last we had seen, it was Colgan with a 13-0 lead over St. Mary's. Of course, the Bears of St. Mary's, the defending champs. Colgan's been the number one team pretty much all year in 1A.
Yeah, they're a perennial.
They're the only undefeated team left in 1A.
Yeah, and that was a matchup last year that St. Mary's went down to Colgan and beat them. And, you know, they had a real good quarterback in Keller Hurlett. Plays at Washburn now, but talking about a perennial powerhouse in Pitt Colgan.
2-yard gain there, giving Olpe a second down and 8 play, just shy of the 40. Past the halfway point, quarter number 3, JCN continuing to dominate, 44-0 their lead. They go back to the run game. This is Linneman, the sophomore fullback, who falls forward across the 40 to about the 41, maybe the 40-and-a-half, maybe a yard and a half at best. He's going to bring up third down. We'll call it 7. Furman comes out on the defensive line. He had the big pancake block that set up that big screen earlier in the half. That led to the Grady Knoll touchdown early in this quarter.
And if you're JCN, you just kind of want to rotate those guys out. You don't want to lose anyone key going into next week because these guys have played lights out all year, and you know you don't want to lose a situation, especially on a cold night. But I'm not the coach, so I'm not going to coach from the press box. They got a good coach down the sideline.
3rd and 7, Redeker's pass. It is caught for a first down at the 49. They needed 7, and they get 9. The pass complete there to Brecken McGuire, who's made a couple of nice plays, the freshman wide receiver. So Opie on 3rd down converting, just shy of midfield to the 49. Clock moving at under 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. JCN's lead 44-0. In this Olpe team, they have battled through injuries. They have played 3 different quarterbacks off and on throughout the year. And coming into tonight's game, Redeker had thrown only 180 yards in 3 scores in minimal play. Dexton Holting and Brecken McGuire have also spent time at quarterback, and the 3 have combined for less than 700 yards coming in. Now Redeker first to speed down the middle, 40, blasted at the 35, and this might be a helmet-to-helmet hit. And Opie might get 15 more on top on the nice quarterback keeper there by Redeker.
Yeah, and first, Redeker's had a little bit of lanes to do that, and it looked like he did stumble targeting the back judge, but he finally stepped up and ran. But I don't know, it was a high school rule. It's an automatic ejection, but in high school, does he have to sit out the first half next week, whatever number that is? I didn't see the exact number that hit him, but...
Well, nobody's coming off the field, so I don't think anyone got ejected, but they do call a helmet-to-helmet hit.
Is targeting different in high school than in college? I'm not for sure. I honestly don't know how the rule is different, so maybe it's not an automatic ejection.
So it's about the 18-19 yard line now. Olpe set up in the red zone, 1st and 10, 4:20 to go, clock moving third quarter, and it's been all Chargers tonight, leading the Eagles 44-0. JCN led 14-0 after 1, 30-0 at the half. They lead it 44-0 here with 4-plus minutes to go in the third. But don't be a chance here. Let's see if they can get the goose egg off the board. Last time they got this deep, they turned it over on downs. They want Bailey on a screen, and fortunate the momentum's going to carry him inside the 20 to about the, call it 16, maybe 17, minimal gain there. Little design screen to the fullback, Abbott Bailey. Maybe 2 yards at best, maybe 1.5. Second down and long coming up inside the 20. And Opie's 2 losses this year were in the first 3 weeks. They lost to Hayden, who looks to be advancing in 3A tonight, and then Osage City, who's given Nemaha Central a game. At least last we had checked, Nemaha Central kind of blown a big lead, and that was only a 6-point game at the half. 2nd down, and we'll call it 8. Redeker, 3-step drop, has some time down the middle of the field. Jump ball, intercepted at the goal line. It's intercepted by Connor Kearns. He wants to run it back, and he's going to be tackled at about the 13. Connor Kearns with the interception, and another OP turnover is going to turn away the Eagles and keep that JCN shutout intact.
Yeah, and it looks like, I think it's Bailey that has a cramp. He's getting stretched out by some JCN guys, but... That was a 50-50 ball to Yoel at the goal line, and Kearns went up with two hands, and Yoel only went up with one, and that's why Kearns was able to pick that off, and it was Bailey had the cream. He's going to walk off on his own power, but, you know, JCN stepped up their last 2 Olpe drives that got into the red zone, but they turned him over on downs to get an interception there, so they continue to step up.
Well, Jefferson County North, another forced turnover. At 3:07 to go in this third quarter, they get it back, 1st and 10 at their own 13, moving right to left, a big lead of 44-0. Grady Knowles had a sensational night, takes a right side snap, hands it left side, Kearns a little shimmy, gets to about the 20, falls down there. All of a sudden, Kearns now having a big night. The big touchdown run on the last drive, he'll get about 8 here. Brings up second down and short. Again, when you look at the three-headed monster, coming into this game tonight, Kearns came in with 652 yards, 11 touchdowns. Grady came in with just shy of 1,000 yards and 11 scores. And then Ethan came in at 783 and 16 touchdowns, all basically averaging close to 10 yards per carry. Right now, second down and about two, call it two and a half. At the 20-yard line, Knoll fakes to the running back and Seaver, and a good tackle there by Bailey. Going to be close to the first down, impressed. Also, Isaac Miller was in on the stop. But it looks like Grady's going to be a bit shy. It'll bring up third down and about a half yard to go. Shy of their own 25-yard line as we're down to 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Clock on the move, all JCN with a 44-0 lead.
Yeah, it's just about salting away the time here. I mean, we've been beyond the final decision. Just kind of ends up how big is the lead going to get. And salt away. And we'll start wondering if JCN's going to be at home next week or have to travel.
And the other East matchup here is St. Mary's Colgan and St. Mary's. Try to keep an eye on that as we progress late in this game. Third down and short. And here's Grady on a keep, spins away, and he'll get the first down on a second effort near the 30 to about the 28. So about 5 yards on that carry on third and short. Move the sticks. JCN continuing this drive. As you mentioned again, it's all about kind of soaking away the clock at this point. Late third quarter, up 44.
Yeah, just make
Ben
sure,
dominant, keep some guys healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, just make sure no one important gets a big enough injury that they're not playing next Friday. I mean, you know, you don't want to lose a guy like Grady Noll. You know, Ethan Noll got his knee tape. He's already been banged up, so they've been holding him out, which is smart, you know. You just don't want, like, Grady Noll or maybe Connor Kearns got their two prongs of that three-headed monster to go down with something for next week.
First and 10, shy of the 30. Under a minute to go in this third period. Fresh set of downs. They send Baker in motion. They hand it off to Kearns. 30, 35, 40. Is he going to do it again? Midfield, 45, 40. 35, 30. 25, 20. 15, 10, 5. What do you think happened? Of course, touchdown. It's Connor Kearns again. A 67-yard run on the last go-around. He busts this one for another big carry. Another house call. And another touchdown. It's 50 to nothing.
I think that was the exact same play that they ran for that last one. Just right over to the left, get some pulling guards out in front, and Kearns just used that speed just to outrun everyone.
It is 50 to nothing at 44 seconds to go. My mind's a little blank here. That was what? 70 yards? Is that from the 30?
Yeah, I believe it was.
It was close to
the
30. That was close to his run on the last drive where he went 67 yards.
Yeah, I think we'll give him credit for 70. I believe that.
We'll double-check it here, but JCN's going to try to add the two. It looks like we'll have a running clock here going into the fourth quarter. They hand it off to Ethan Noll, breaking away from a couple tackles, and he's in there. And it's 52 to nothing at 44 seconds to go. Another monster carry and run and touchdown by Connor Kearns. And the lead is blown up. 52-0 our score. Back after a quick timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Well, another touchdown drive for Jefferson County North. This one covers 87 yards in about roughly 2.5 minutes. It's Connor Kearns again. Trenton, as he busts this one for 72 yards, looked very similar to that 67-yard run he had on the previous possession. This was a 30-0 game at the half. All of a sudden, late third, it's now 52-0.
Yeah. And
JC and Roland.
Yeah, I mean, they had that big screen play that could have been a touchdown, but they said that Noll got pushed out, so they ran in for a shorter touchdown. And then Connor Kearns just ran 100 meters, almost 100-meter dash on back-to-back possessions for long touchdown runs and put this one squarely away firmly.
This is going to be Redeker on a return. Gets to the outside, gets to the 35, pushed out about the 40. Nice return there for the Eagles. And the senior Ethan Redeker, who's had a tough night going against this heavy and athletic JC in front. But a good return. Redeker playing hard. Let's see where they officially mark him out at the 40. So Olpe first and 10 at their own 40. With 36 seconds to go in this third and what will be a running clock, should be the rest of the way with a 50-plus point lead. No running clock? Okay. Well, maybe it's different in the playoffs. It's probably a little different in the playoffs. My bad. Okay. So no word on that, so it looks like we'll keep it normal here. Is again, some movement in the backfield. That's going to be, I believe, the first Olpe penalty of the game.
I think you're right on that, but...
False start, so move it back five. So back to the 35, first and 15 for the Eagles. Again, 36 seconds remaining here. Well, this has just been a dominant night, and I know we're trying to kind of shimmy some scores out here, and our boy Colin back in studio keeping us locked in. Nemaha Central and Osage City in a close game as the Thunder have their long winning streak intact and trying to defend, of course, their Class 2A title. Myself, Trenton, were fortunate last year to call that state championship game as Nemaha Central won it over Kingman. They have not lost since, but now Osage City has given them a ball game.
Yeah, and we're wondering about that Colgan score, and I'm seeing Colgan 27-0 at the end of the third. So
over the defending champs in St. Mary's, and of course that's the Chargers' lone loss this year. That was back in week six. JCN's only loss to St. Mary's. That final was 34-18, and now Colgan giving them a 4-touchdown lead over the Bears late in that one. But now JCN just settling into the final 12 minutes as we've reached the end of the third quarter. It is all JCN. That is an understatement. 52-0 is the score, trying to put it away in the final 12 minutes. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services. With Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126. Or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Kansaland Radio.
Play of the fourth quarter, an incomplete pass across the middle of the field. Eagles now facing third down and 13 at their own 37-yard line as they go right to left here in the fourth quarter. JCN leading 52-0. We had seen St. Mary's Colgan have a solid lead on St. Mary's. 27-0 was that score going into the fourth. So assuming those scores hold up, JCN and number one ranked St. Mary's Colgan in a semifinal next week.
And that'll be a really good game. And I know we're just kind of talking about with the guys up here with us that Pick Hogan has a really good quarterback in Tucker Harrow, that's a senior. So it's going to be a battle of some real good quarterbacks next week.
Here's Redeker back to pass, third and long, trying to get away from a defender. Does so, throws it downfield. It's incomplete. Seaver again in coverage as that was Cade Whitmore, the tight end, the intended receiver at about the 45. But now fourth down and 13. As we do, in fact, I was right before, we do have a running clock here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and who was in the backfield pressuring Redeker again? RB Tweed. I mean, he's paying rent, man, in that backfield. I mean, he has just been there all night.
Redeker has had to run for his life for a good majority of it. Now Opie's just going to punt this one away as they put Braden Fowler, the big senior, back there. Takes a low snap, plenty of time, nice little boot from right to left. And this will be caught at the 31-yard line, near side run, and down to about the 39. That's Will Elias, the sophomore, on the return. So JCN takes over at about their own 39 with the running clock here in the fourth quarter, leading 52-0.
Now, it'll be interesting. Looks like they're still going to have those starters out there. I know it's really an important place to kind of watch right here at the running clock. Make sure, your real goal here is just make sure no one gets banged up, you know.
Well, obviously, again, yeah, the running clock is really going to shorten the end of this game. It's at 9:45, moving south. Again, the Chargers have a 52-0 lead. And most of them, again, most of the starters still out there. Probably try to run this thing out. They go to a nice run here. This is
Weiser, Eli Weiser.
Yeah, Eli Weiser, who had the two-point conversion try on one of the touchdowns here in the second half. Weiser gained six, across the 45 to about the 46. It'll bring up second down and four. So we'll see some new names out there. Approaching 9 minutes to go. Of course, we do have another Community National Bank High School scoreboard show to follow us here.
Man, the last game I did with you, Jake and Boz did a great job. That was an entertaining ride home.
They have.
With Jake and Boz from Nemaha Central and Sabetha that we did a couple weeks ago. They do a great job up there, and it's very entertaining. So shout out to the guys.
Yeah, they do
back
a lot.
There.
They do a lot of good work, and they'll recap everything tonight. Of course, they'll recap JCN's big win, and there's a botched snap, and Grady just has to jump on it. It'll be a loss of about seven. It was a low snap by Toole. And Grady does the smart thing, of course, just dive on it. No reason to try to pick it up. Clock continues to move now, approaching 8 minutes, but now third and long at about the 38. Well, the last we had seen on the west side of the bracket, Valley Heights was kind of giving themselves a chance against Medicine Lodge, but hadn't seen a score from that game. It was, I think, 41-22 at one point, and they had gotten a big stop. The other matchup on the west side was Marion and Conway Springs. In St. Mary's Colgan, the number one team, the only undefeated team left here in 1A. Here on third and long, it's Weiser again with a nice run. Gets that lost yardage back to about the 46.
Everyone runs
about
hard.
Seven.
No one goes down on first contact for JCN. Everyone keeps the legs turning, fighting for those extra yards. No one goes down easy.
Well, fourth and four, the running clock still, of course, in effect. We're at 7:40. Looks like JCN, just with the fourth down and the big lead, set to punt it away. Looks like Elias, the sophomore, will do the duties here. It's a good spiral snap. Puts it down, and it was nearly blocked, and then he is blasted, but they were going to say it's tipped.
It was right in front of
the
white hat,
yeah.
Too. So, I mean,
I think it was O'Rear. We called Rowdy O'Rear a few times, and he got back there, and it's good to see Elias get up and walk. That was an awkward hit that he took, but you were right. The Whitecaps said it was deflected the whole way. He had the best look at it, so no flag for running into the kicker.
And, you know, it's not been a lot of positives on the OB side, but Rowdy O'Rear in his last ever high school game has put on a performance that he can go on and, you know, he played hard, you know. I mean, he made plays.
He's obviously been
yeah.
a part of some really good state title winning
yeah,
teams.
Yeah, two-time state champ, nothing going out rough here, but he had a pretty good game for Opie, where not a lot of things went right for him.
Well, again, the freshman Abbott Bailey as well. We called his name a bunch on both sides of the ball, and the aforementioned there, Bailey getting a carry, but he's hit and knocked down in the backfield for maybe a loss of a yard or two.
And that was Furman. Him and RB Tweed both want to be linemen in the game. They've both put on some impressive performances. They're dueling it out, duking it out here.
I'm still thinking about the short stack of pancakes that Furman laid on that block that sprung Noel for that big screen pass play that set up the opening touchdown of this second half. Then, yeah, we've called RB Tweed's name a lot in the backfield. That play was a loss of two. Second down and 12, running clock. We're halfway to go. 6 minutes left. Redeker again, the snap. Option near side, keeps it himself. And he is spun down by Toole for a gain of about four. Third and eight coming up, shy of the 30. Of course, hang with us. We'll have our post-game show. talk about this impressive performance tonight from Jefferson County North. And a dominant performance against a team in Olpe that's been a powerhouse for a handful of years. Of course, we had the game last year. Olpe's bid for a three-peat ended in a loss to Centralia in the quarterfinals, and now their run this year is going to end with a loss in the quarterfinals, this time to Jefferson County North. This will be the first win for JCN over Olpe in the history of this series. Redeker, deep pass down the middle of the field, and a jump ball is made and caught at midfield over two defenders.
That's McGuire again.
Is that the freshman Brecken McGuire again?
I think there's defensive pass interference on it, so they'll decline the penalty, but he's only got a couple jump balls. And
that's a gain of 24, pending the penalty, but yeah, I think you're right. It's going to be pass interference, and he was heavy covered. There were two green jerseys surrounding him, and he goes up high and pulls that one down. McGuire's made some nice catches here in this game.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe he'll be the quarterback next year with Redeker, and I don't know who else the other two quarterbacks were.
Dexton Holting was one. He was a junior. He was injured and hasn't played, but he's also was one of those three. But Brecken McGuire, again, yeah, was one of the three quarterbacks that kind of rotated with Redeker throughout this season, so could be an opportunity for him next year. But we've seen him make some nice catches. Kind of be hard to take him away from wide receiver.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if he gets moved to quarterback or whatever, but, you know, Olpe's a team that's usually pretty run heavy, but he could be a guy that can go get some passes for you.
In the running clock, we're down to 4 minutes, so there was no penalty. It's still at the 48, so that might have been the movement on the left side. It will be a false start here. That was Jaden Kernzen, the sophomore left tackle. Good size at 230, but just a little bit hesitant there, and everyone in the crowd saw him just flinch enough, and that will be a 5-yard penalty. 3:45, running clock still in effect, 52-0 Jefferson County North. It'll be first and 15 for Olpe, back at their own 46. They've only had the two possessions that went somewhat deep into JCN territory, one ending in an interception, the other ending in a turnover on downs. We'll send Bailey in motion, the freshman. Now they run a reverse here to the near side, and it is wide open space to the 50, to the 45-40, 35-30, 25 ripped down at about the 22-yard line. And for Olpe, that's Brody Cole. And that was well-designed and well-executed. Everybody for JCN shift left. Shifted to the left, and then it came back around the opposite way, and it was wide open sails, but that was a touchdown-saving tackle. But a big run down to the JCN 22.
And it preserves the shutout for the time being. And
moving clock again down to 2:50. So Olpe's going to have some time to try to get the goose egg off the board here. They'll have first and 10 at the 22. They'll have 2:40 clock moving to do it. Let's see if they can. JCN led 14-0 after one. They led 30-0 at the half. They led 52-0. At the end of three, that's where we are here, late running clock, fourth quarter. Belt tie snap, Redeker wants a shot middle of the field. It is dropped inside the 10.
Yeah, I think Brody Cole had a touchdown, but he dropped that.
He took one away, or he might have just looked away. Kind of took his eyes off that one.
I mean, he would have walked into the end zone. It was a good pass by Redeker on a slant, going across the field and...
How about this? Holton 29, Frontenac 15 at the end of three.
And good for Holton. You know, they're going to get a rematch against Hayden. And that was a close game the first
time. I had that game at Hayden. Holton outgained him in that game, but had two turnovers inside the 10, which really was the difference. And then Hayden responded on both of those turnovers with touchdowns. But again, Holton outside of that pretty much had a chance, but we'll see. See if Holton can hold on and get a rematch with Hayden in the semis. Here's Redeker in the pocket, second down and 10, and it's picked off. It's picked off at the 10-yard line, and another turnover, and that's going to end this game.
I think that's Eli Weiser.
JCN, yep. And it's Taylor Weiser. Eli Weiser, beg your pardon. I'm thinking of the Riverside Cyclones and Taylor Weiser, who's one of the best basketball players in the state. Get ready for our courtside guide that's coming out, by the way, here in the next couple of weeks. But my apologies, Eli Weiser with the interception, and that's going to seal this ball game for JCN. Final minute, running clock, 52-0. JCN to the victory formation. And there is the snap, and there is the kneel down. Well, just got a text from back in studio, Nemaha Central, Osage City. That game's still in the third quarter. So once we are done here with our post game, you will get the remaining Nemaha Central Osage City broadcast, simulcast on 103.9 and 92.1, as JCN will take their final knee. The final 20 seconds are going to run off the clock. And thank you, Jake. Jake Spaulding, of course, getting ready for the scoreboard show later, helping us out here. 46-27, Nemaha Central.
I thought they'd pull away. You know, they have that pedigree, and they had a lot of seniors last year, but you know, that's a program with Carter Hike now taking over, and defense started to stiffen up a little bit, holding Bass amongst them on the defensive line. And how about JCN? You know, it looks like they'll be playing Pittsburgh Colgan next week, but last score I saw, that was the fourth quarter. It was 27-8 Pitt Colgan with about 10 minutes to go.
St. Mary's got on the board, so
I mean,
guess you never know.
It comes down to the location. Is it going to be here in Winchester, Kansas, or are they going to have to travel 3+ hours down to Pittsburgh is the big question.
Well, let's spend some time recapping a dominant Jefferson County North win as they beat Olpe 52-0 in advance to the sub-state round for the first time in school history. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. JCN big over Olpe. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox Team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Grow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Grow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Jefferson County North, a monster win over Olpe here tonight. Running clock in the fourth quarter, 52-0, as the sectional plaque getting given out here to Jefferson County North. Again, back here, kind of extending out this pregame with you with this one ending a little bit early. Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer, Trenton Kraxner alongside. I'm Brandon Tabman. Again, they are presenting the sectional champions. There it is, the Chargers. First time in school history, brother, this team making it to the Final Four. And we know they had their lone loss back in Week 6 to the defending champs in St. Mary's, and the Bears having some struggles tonight with St. Mary's Colgan. Colgan, again, the number one team in the state, the only unbeaten left in JCN certainly will have to get themselves prepared for next week, but at least for now, this team deserves a celebration and deserves a little bit of fun tonight after what we've seen so far.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a tough test next week, but you kind of get into the point, you know, why not us? You know, I mean, we just got to win two more games. You know, why not us? What makes Pitt Colgan better than us, or St. Mary's if they come back? You know, what makes them better than us? And, you know, it was after the first two plays of the game where Opie ran for a first down, it was just domination. Like, JCN forced a fumble, and they just dominated in all three phases. They forced turnovers. They're big. They're fast. They're athletic. They got size. They got everything. They run hard. I mean, they got all the intangibles that you'd want in a team like this that can make a deep run in the playoffs. And, you know, they'll definitely be way more challenged next week than they were this week, but they looked real good tonight for sure.
Well, again, this game got over pretty quick. Opie got the ball first, and you mentioned had a couple of nice runs, got an early first down, but then approaching midfield, a fumble set up JCN on their first drive from the 39, and they capped one off quickly. Connor Kearns, an 8-yard run, 2-point try, made it 8-0. And then Opie's ensuing drive, another fumble, and it was a scoop and score by Ethan Knoll. And we're looking at roughly halfway into the game, it's 14-0. And then Opie's third possession, another turnover. They throw an interception, and then they do force JCN to punt on their third drive. But when JCN got it back early in the second quarter, they had back-to-back drives of, again, short fields, 22 yards and 41 yards. Both drives combined less than 4 minutes off the clock. Grady Knoll, a couple of touchdown runs, and it was a 30-0 halftime lead, and they explode in the third quarter. Grady Knoll again, and then Connor Kearns, a run of 67 yards, and then a run of 72 yards. It was 52-0 going into the fourth quarter, running clock the rest of the way, and it was just complete domination by the Chargers. Again, 20 of their 22 starters combined on both sides of the ball are seniors. Again, we're going to kind of extend this out a little bit with an early ending here as JCN advancing to their first sub-state round in school history. They win it over Opie tonight, 52-0. We'll go into some of the numbers, have our lineman and player of the game after another timeout. Hang with us. You're listening to High School Football in our postgame, again, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
It takes more than good weather to grow a successful agribusiness. It takes hard work, experience, and the right equipment. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. We can help you every step of the way with our agricultural loans. From lines of credit to machinery loans, our rates are competitive, our terms are flexible, and our experienced lenders understand your unique needs. We have been working with local families for generations, and we are ready to help you. Call or come in today and visit with Luke, Dell, or Randy, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. As we are getting another update here, it is St. Mary's Colgan 33-8. Now their lead over the defending champs in St. Mary's. So under 2 minutes to go there, Trenton, it looks like It'll be JCN and number one St. Mary's Colgan next week. Colgan, the top-ranked team, really have been all year, and the only undefeated left. And talk about a matchup potentially there with JCN.
Yeah, and you're facing a perennial powerhouse. Obviously, we're talking with the guys up here trying to figure out the formula. Is JCN going to be at home, or they have to travel down to Pittsburgh? And we haven't been able to figure that out just yet. But it's definitely going to be a really good game. And, you know, JCN is going to have to play just like they did tonight, if not better, against a really good Pitt Colgan team. They have a really, really good quarterback in Tucker Harrell that was hurt last year in that St. Mary's game that they played. He came back and was big for them, and I think he's a really good dual threat type of guy. I think it's just going to be a real battle next week. And, you know, JCN probably brought their A game tonight, but they might have to bring their A-plus game next week to duke it out against a really good Colgan team. That's for sure going to be one of the top games in the state.
Well, let's do this. Let's do our alignment of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience. Go online. That's giantcom.net. That's giantcomm.net. We got a couple. I think we like RB Tweed, right? We called his name a lot for Jefferson County North. We had also called out Grant Furman a couple of times, had a big pancake block early on in the third quarter, but really just the line in general. This is a big, athletic, senior-heavy group, and, boy, they dominated the line of scrimmage. Who do you like for alignment of the game?
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be RB Tweed. That's nothing against Grant Furman. He obviously had a really nice pancake block. He was pretty effective tonight, too, but I think RB Tweed, if you counted QB hurries and pressures, where I think he would have been near double digits tonight. He was just really fantastic for him all around. I mean, he was in the backfield causing havoc, and, you know, they're going to need RB Tweed to play like that on both sides of the football next week for sure.
52-0 again, Jefferson County North dominating Opie here tonight. Let's run through some of the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. The final team tallies here for Opie and JCN. First downs, Chargers 13, Opie held to 9. They had 7 of their 9 first downs in the second half. Jefferson County North, they were 4 of 9 on third down. Opie held to just 2 of 9 on third down conversions. Total yards in the game, Jefferson County North 363 yards, Opie 145. Again, for JCN, 267 of the 363, it was on the ground. Opie had 71 on the ground and 74 through the air. JCN had 4 penalties for 49 yards and 2 penalties, 10 yards for Opie. But just what I saw last week with Silver Lake and Sabetha, Silver Lake, they lost that game because of turnovers. That wasn't the case. A lot of things went wrong here for Opie, but 6 turnovers for Opie tonight as well. They had 5